The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7, online at mscsports.net. Our pregame coverage is brought to you exclusively by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Pregame coverage begins right after these messages.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, in the debut game of the high school football season 2024 here on Care Radio as the Atchison Phoenix play host to the Ottawa Cyclones. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer-engineer. He's always our producer-engineer, and we love that. Joseph, great to have you on that end. Gus Counts with me here in the booth, and Tom Counts, Gus. We were just kidding on sports talk. Normally, we're looking across the way into the sun for the first few games. Not tonight. The cloud bank has rolled in. It's a beautiful night, a great crowd, and a couple of teams who are looking forward, both of them, to big, big years.
Yeah, definitely cooled off this afternoon. It's 71 degrees right now here at kickoff. Wind, well, according to this, it tells me it's coming out of the north at 10 miles per hour. 47% humidity. So, should be a fun game here tonight. The weather is not going to be an issue. And you talk about two teams who for the last 3 years have played each other in the first game of the season. Well, we're used to seeing this. Atchison going to take the ball to start the game. Do you realize in each of the last 2 years, Atchison has taken the opening kickoff of the season to the house against Ottawa?
I remember last year when we were down at Steve Grogan Field. Well, the Phoenix are going to be going from right to left across your dial here in the opening quarter, and Gus, the crowd continues to filter in. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous night for football. As what are we, about 73 or 4 degrees, a little bit of a wind out of the north that is inconsequential, and we're on our way to a high tonight in the 40s here in Atchison, Kansas. Welcome and good to have you along. For the Phoenix, a duo of return men. Go back deep. They're going to have J.Z. Kelly and Amaji Lockett. They're going to settle in around the Atchison 10-yard line. The advance on the ball and the kick is away, and we're in very short. Will be fielded by an up man at the 25-yard line. Gets a little bit of a wedge in front of him, crosses the 30, gets hit from behind, drug down from behind across the 35, and at the 37-yard line, the Phoenix will begin their first possession of the season. That was Leighton Boldridge coming up with that return for Atchison. Sun peeking out just a little bit as AHS and new uniforms, new helmet, new logos out there this season. Looking sharp. Is it look good, play good, right?
Look good, feel good, play good, right?
Atchison in red. Red jerseys, red pants. White helmets, white lettering and trim. For the Cyclones, the absolute opposite. White jerseys, white pants, red helmets, red lettering and trim. Here's a handoff straight ahead running, and it is going to be Carter moving the ball forward, and that is Gus. That is base play right there, just off that right side. Jaden Carter going to pick up about four and Atchison quickly. Back up over the ball again, hand off to Jaden, the same play, but back to the line of scrimmage. It is very, very quickly third and seven.
Yeah, right now Atchison just trying to speed things up a little bit, try to keep this Ottawa defense a little on his heels, a little confused, and right now they're going to be quickly back up over the football.
And coming into the ball game for Atchison is going to be Cedron Mays. Quarterback is back, throws over the middle and reaching up high, making the catch above three defenders. That's going to be Eric Smith. Needed seven, got nine. It's a Phoenix first down.
Yeah, that was a great job of field awareness right there by Eric Smith. Understood the stick, knew where he needed to get to, and able to pick up the first down and keep this drive alive.
Atchison very quickly up over the football again right at the midfield mark. Handoff is going to be a little bit of a jet sweep going to the left side, hit the line of scrimmage. The ball pops loose. It's on the ground. Ottawa thinks they've gotten it. The officials running up over the football, and they're dragging the guys apart, and it is Cyclone football. The sweep to the left side. The hit was put on for Ottawa by Jace Mourning, a 5'9" sophomore. And Atchison will turn it over on his first possession of the season.
And not exactly how Atchison had drawn this thing up to get the season started, but a quick turnover, and now it's going to be upon the Phoenix defense to kind of bail him out a little bit here.
Quarterback for Ottawa is going to be Hayden Hole. He's 6'2", 165, and a junior. He's going to send receivers to the left side. It's going to be Cole McGrath filling a slot left, and also twins to the right, single running back in the backfield, motion left. Quarterback's back, flares it over to the right side, caught across the line of scrimmage, breaks the tackle at the 50, dances to the left to the 45, drives defenders to the 40, and a 12-yard gain makes it a first and 10. That was a really nice run after the catch by Aiden McCullough. And Gus, McCullough is the kind of receiver you like. Check him out there. They've got him down at 6'3", 190. He is tall. He has long arms. And he made a nice, nice run after the catch. First and 10 in Phoenix territory at the 40-yard line. Ottawa with his first possession. Handoff straight ahead running. Crossing the line of scrimmage and picking up five. Down to the Atchison 35-yard line. Nothing fancy about that. That was just a straight dive run. Carrying the football is Dante Silvey. 5'11", 165, and a senior. This time they're going to bring everybody in tight. One receiver going to the left. Running back behind the quarterback out of the pistol. Second down five at the Atchison 35. Handoff running back going left side is going to be Nate Sims. Gets to the edge. Turns it up and gets the first down. And that is about all. As he gets inside the 30, he's going to be hit and stacked up. But they're going to move the chains. It's a first and 10. And Ottawa is looking to take advantage of that Atchison turnover on possession number one. Looking over to the far sideline is quarterback Hayden Holland. Gus, he's looking at a guy who's been around a few football fields in his years, head coach Walt Alexander. The play comes in, and at the Atchison 30, here comes Ottawa. QB's back, looking right, throws a BB wide open, and dropped. Hitting Aiden McCullough in the breadbasket, and it just bounced out. And I think he was already looking upfield because there was no defender within 6, maybe 7 yards of him, and he was going to pick up some substantial yardage.
Yeah, that time he found himself looking up the field and was trying to figure out exactly which pylon he was going to dive towards when it was all said and done. An incomplete pass and a big break right there for the Atchison defense.
Second down 10, still at the Phoenix 30-yard line early in the ballgame. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Again, quarterback with a single man behind him. They'll go motion right, handoff running back, nice hole, breaks left, drags defenders, 25, 4, 3, 22-yard line. Gain of about 8, and again, Ottawa having success, Gus, doing nothing fancy. Right here, it's just straight ahead running, and they got some big old linemen there. Look at Jack Botel, 6'4", 251. He's settling in at one tackle. The other tackle is Peyton Atkins, 6'4", 225. That's a couple of big guys in there leading that block. Running back again is going to try the left, cuts back inside, finds a block to the 20, 15, angles to the far sideline, gets down around the 10-yard line. That's going to be first and goal.
That time running the ball for Ottawa is going to be Nate Sylvie working off that left side, running behind the guard over there, and that's going to be Colin Harris, 5'9", 235-pound senior.
If you've got big linemen like this, and they're all going 250 and more, and yeah, got some length as a running back, that makes your life a whole lot better, doesn't it? First and goal at the 9. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Boots right. Gets to the 5. Dances to the end zone. Leans across the goal line. Touchdown, Ottawa. Everybody took the bait, followed the running back, Dante Sylvie, that you just mentioned. You just talked about him. Everybody followed him, and the quarterback just booted to the right and went into the end zone, and Ottawa with 8:19 to go. And the opening quarter has broken on top.
Hayden Hole with a quick touchdown run right there. And now in for the PAT is going to be Josh Otis, the kicker.
Little right-foot soccer-style kicker. It's going to be held by Mason Sutton, the backup quarterback. The boot is on its way. It's hooking left. Did it get through? It did. The PAT is successful, and we've got a timeout on the field with 8:19 to go. Opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. Ottawa has struck first. Cyclone 7, Phoenix nothing.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal, or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Early in the season, the Phoenix have learned a valuable lesson. Turn the ball over. Give your opponent some pretty good field position, and it's going to hurt you.
Yeah, and right there, Ottawa was able to take that fumble on the first possession and just work the ball down the field, and nothing fancy, right? They didn't pull out past page maybe 3 of the playbook and just kind of run downhill base a lot.
Same short kick as we saw to start the ball game, fielded once again by Atchison at the 25-yard line, bouncing outside, trying to find the edge, and there is nowhere for Zadron Mays to go. Zadron, they got him in here as a 5'6", 138-pound sophomore, and he is not the biggest guy out on the field. Got great speed, great quickness, but the kick coverage was down there in a hurry and did a nice job of swarming the return man. Atchison will begin his second possession of the night at his own 28-yard line, trailing 7-0. 8:13 to go, quarter number one. Atchison taking a world of time now, looking over to the near side, and it is quarterback Colton Bonnell running this team. Colton's back to throw, looking left, throwing over the middle, and it's batted away. That was a big-time defensive play. Not trying to intercept the ball, but reaching across, getting a hand on it, and a big volleyball spike move by Jace Morning just to slap that thing down.
Yeah, and that time Jace came rolling through. He saw the play develop right in front of him, did a nice job. Now, for Atchison, you got to understand the safeties are working downhill. Double moves are going to be big this evening.
Bonnell's going to hand off straight ahead, and it'll be Carter. Jaden picking up about 3 or 4 yards. Gets beyond the 30-yard line and up close to the 32. We'll call that 4. Third down, half a dozen. Phoenix. Now, Atchison not huddling up. They are staying out in their positions, in their spot, looking over to the far sideline and getting an eye from Coach. And quickly, back to throw Bonnell. He's going to lop one right side. Has his man open, and it's broken up with a huge hit. He was looking for, and had gotten the pass over there to Lance Norris, but as soon as Lance got a hand on that ball, the defender was right there, and Liam Marler hit him hard, dislodged the football, and Atchison really forced to punt it away, going 4 and out. Colton Bonnell, we've seen him back here for, gosh, it feels like a really long time, as he's been kicking for Atchison. and he's going to be staying in now to punt the ball, standing at his own 20-yard line, the return man at his own 33. Laces high snap, the kick is away, high, wobbly, kind of floats, the fair catch called for and completed at the 41. So again, pretty good field position for Ottawa to begin its second possession of the game. 7-0, Cyclones in front, 7.5 to go in quarter number one here in Atchison, Kansas. How long is it going to take me to get used to seeing drones flying over the field? Will I ever get used to it?
No.
I don't think so.
Long as they are over the stands and not over the field, right?
I think that's the rule. I'm uncomfortable with them over anything.
I honestly didn't think that they were allowed during the game anymore.
Didn't either, but here we are, 1st and 10. From their own 41-yard line. QB, quick ISO pass over the middle, going to be taken to the 45-yard line, putting his head down and dragging two defenders with him to close to first down yardage. A nice catch and carry in the middle for Ottawa. And moving the ball, that's going to be Chaden now. 2nd down and a very short yard. The ball just nose up to the midfield stripe. 2 to the left and 2 to the right. You know how I love 2nd and short, right?
Yeah, this is a good time to dial something up.
To do anything play. Instead, they're going to throw over into the left flat where the first down is going to be gained in. About 6 or 8 more along with that as the catch over there by Cole McGrath goes down the far sideline, and Lance Norris will stop him around the 40, I'm going to call it the 41-yard line. Atchison's 41. 1st and 10, Ottawa. Cyclone offense, Gus, it's not been... Yeah, it's not a breakaway kind of an offense. It is a move it down the field methodically. It's a Walt Alexander kind of offense.
It's going to go right there. It's a Walt offense.
Yes. 1st and 10 at the Atchison 41. Motion right. QB hands off. Running back puts his head down. Pushes, drives, keeps the legs churning, gets 6 out of the 36-yard line. You got those big linemen up there. You got a big running back. And, again, you don't even see Ottawa pretending to go deep. I think the longest pass they have thrown has been maybe 3 or 4 yards, and then anything additional gained by the running, by the receiver slash runner after gaining control of the ball. 2nd down. QB rolls right, lobs one, taking to the line of scrimmage at the 35, down to the 30, drags the defender, 25-yard line, picks up 11, 1st down.
That time, Atchison coming up to make the stop. It was Aiden Honeywell from that linebacker spot, but right now, Ottawa not doing anything pretty. They're just doing, you know, some base runs, boot paths right there. Just keep the ball in front of you. Get the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly. They don't want to allow that Atchison defense a chance to get after their quarterback, especially those defensive ends, Landon Bell and Eric Smith, who do such a good job of, you know, pressuring these quarterbacks.
I like the way Hayden Hull is running this club. Not doing anything fancy. Here's a handoff to the running back. We've got a penalty marker down, as there must be something going on around the line of scrimmage coming from the line judge across the way in front of the Ottawa sideline.
Yeah, we're going to get a hold right there. That time, the left tackle over there working against Eric Smith, the third, and he's like, well, not going to be able to kick him down, so let's just grab him and try to tackle him. So, a play that was a negative already on 1st down is now going to be backed up, and they should be looking at 1st and 20. If I'm Atchison, I'm not so sure you don't decline this and make it like 2nd and 13.
The officials are talking among themselves. I haven't seen really come over and talk to Coach Smith or the Phoenix Dot. And they're going to assess the penalty and mark off the yardage. Across the 35 and up to the 36-yard line. So at the Atchison 36, as you call it, Gus, it'll be 1st and 20 for Ottawa. Back to talking about quarterback Hayden Hill for the Cyclones. You don't see him doing anything fancy. That pass a minute ago, almost like a shot put. Is he just kind of lobbed it over those oncoming defensive end, gets it to his guy in the flat, not looking to throw it downfield. He's back to throw here on this 1st and long, and now he will go downfield. He's got a man on single coverage, and it's picked off at the goal line. The pass is a little bit short, and a J.Z. Kelly INT. And are they calling us a touchback? It was right at the goal line. Are they going to call him down at the 1? The officials are holding the ball deep, deep in Atchison territory. They're going to say 1 yard line.
Yeah, they're going to put him down. That time, J.Z. Kelly working one-on-one with the wide receiver down that left side. And as soon as he turned around, you thought there was a good shot, he makes that interception because Jay-Z Kelly has some great hands that time. Turned around, found the ball, and said, hey, I can do this too. And he stole the ball away. And look, Ottawa is really worried about Jay-Z Kelly as a pass catcher. They're going to double team him. And now the officials are going to say
they're bringing it
that
out to
his
point.
Momentum carried him into the end zone. It's a touchback. The ball comes out to the 20-yard line. So a big break right there for the Phoenix.
So for Atchison, it'll be possession number 3.
So they're going to put Nick Walker and Jace Mourning over here on Jay-Z Kelly. They're going to double him up, and I'm going to tell you, you better turn around and start running now because Jay-Z is a guy who might run by you, and if he does, he's a tough guy to catch.
Matchup on the far side is Nate Sims, and he is over there. There's a handoff. It's going to go sweeping to the left, crossing to 25, 6, 27, maybe yard line. That was a nice little run by Lance Norris for Atchison. Give him 7 on a first down run left. Very quickly, again, Atchison, they like this rapid-fire kind of an offense, and there's collision to the backfield. There was confusion, and Colton Bottle's going to hold on to it and did the right thing, just fell forward, and he was able to lean ahead for a couple of yards, 3rd down and 1. Looked like they were going to run a little jet sweep, and then the running back and the sweep man collided right at the quarterback, and so Colton did the smart thing, just held on to it. 3rd down is short. QB's back, looking. Now he's going to run. Steps up, hits short, and will not make it to the first down. He reached out. That dangerous play, you know, you got that ball in one hand. He tried to stretch it out for the 30-yard line. That's where the line to gain, but does not get there. Matter of fact, they're going to say he loses the yard, call a 4th down, and a couple. Oh, now they bring it back up, 4th down and 1. Atchison, are they going to punt this away?
You got his punter. So Colton Bunnell is your punter.
And they're going to keep it, and it's going to be taken by Carter. He's in trouble at the 20. He's back at the 15. They push him backward, and Atchison gambles on 4th down and comes up snake eyes. Yeah.
Right there, Atchison lined up like they were going to go for it. They had the one guy back, and that was Jaden Carter. And he took the snap, but the problem was, didn't move downhill. He took the snap, he paused, and in doing so, Ottawa just sold out on the fake. And they were able to get back there and then starts running backwards. And when it's all said and done, Atchison going to give up about 8 yards on that play, and it'll be Ottawa football.
New formation for Ottawa. They'll go to split backs. The handoff right side, 20, 15, 14-yard line. Gain of about 8 on a quick hitter on a first down. That's a new guy running the ball, and that's going to be Julius O'Brien, 5'8", 175. Quickly back up, 2nd down short. Inside the Atchison 15-yard line. Ottawa looking to take advantage. O'Brien again, and the freshman O'Brien to the 10-yard line. It's going to be 1st down, might be 1st and goal. How about Julius O'Brien, Gus? As a freshman in game one, your freshman year, and he's out there running the rock.
Official's going to stop play for just a moment. Atchison got a guy that, a defensive lineman, a little slow coming out of the ball game. Now they're going to beef up the middle. They're going to bring Brody Barnes in there, big number 72, to play that nose tackle. Your 2 defensive down linemen are going to be Eric Smith and Landon Bell for the 1st and goal at the 10.
McCullough, Knapp, McGrath, all 3 wind to the left side. Quarterback is going to hand off again. No, he's going to keep it, pull it back, in trouble. Sacked for the loss of 5 back to the 15-yard line. I'm not sure that it was maybe some kind of a RPO as Eric Smith came up there and did a great job of getting in front. He really just confused Hayden Hall. Hall didn't know what to do and ended up eating it for 5.
Yeah, so what happened right there is you ran the RPO, but Eric Smith was playing the defensive end, understood what was going on, and he forced the issue because instead of staying at home, he started crashing down, and the quarterback said, I can hand it. He's going to tackle the running back. I can keep it. He's going to tackle me. And when it's all said and done, Eric blows the play up.
Trips coming to right side, quarterback running left side. He's going to keep it himself, makes a very late pitch to the freshman who was well defended, and Eric Smith saw that coming. He stayed at home, Julius O'Brien for no gain.
You know how many times offensive coordinators decide, hey, I'm going to go right at your best player?
Yeah.
probably not the right play, at least trying to run outside as the best player, right? Eric Smith does such a great job of using that big frame of his to extend the play, use the sideline to his advantage, and then allow his cornerbacks and safeties to come up and make the play. Nice job right there by the big senior.
Ottawa in, I'm sure, four down territory. It's third and goal at the 13. QB's back. Oh, looks over the middle, man wide open. Touchdown, Cyclones. There was nobody close. And the reception in the middle by Aiden McCullough. And Ottawa will score in second TD of the first quarter. With a minute 50 to go in quarter number one. Back into the game, Josh Audis. So Josh is going to come in here, gives it that old eye it up, raises the right hand, aligns himself with the goalpost, sends this one true. And we're going to take a timeout as Ottawa has doubled its lead. With a minute 50 to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas, Ottawa 14, Atchison scoreless.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Well, if you're the Phoenix, guys, right now I think that you got to decide that that hole's deep enough. You cannot let it get worse than this because here's the thing. Ottawa is just very disciplined. We've seen that. I love how their discipline is, and they're too well coached to let them get too far out front. And that same short, high boot kick is going to be taken this time to the 35-yard line and stood up quickly and driven to the ground. It's going to be Hank Harris. Hank, big, lengthy, 6'2" senior for the Phoenix, and he's going to get that ball covered up at the 35-yard line. Atchison, that's very familiar drive inception geography for them.
So we've got an end of first quarter score already.
Well, we're not far from ours here.
Yeah, how about Holton? How about Holton Sabetha? Same concept. At the end of a quarter? Scoreless.
And what is that conference they're in?
Couldn't tell you.
Here we go, first and 10. Atchison. The snap at the knees, and we've got a different QB out here. Here's a handoff left side, and it's going to be about a 5-yard gain for Carter. And quarterbacking for AHS now is going to be MJ Morgan.
Atchison's quickly back up over the football. They're trying to run the offense. We're going to talk about this here right after this first down, or second down play.
And the handoff again is going to go to Jaden. He'll put his head down and he's going to get hit. And man, he got the line of scrimmage, may have gotten beyond it, the length of a football. No more than that. We're going to make this a third down 5 call.
Right now, I don't like what Atchison's doing by getting back up over the football. I know that's who they are, but slow it down a little bit. This is a whole lot of new pieces, and in your first three possessions, they haven't been able to move the football.
Jet sweep to the left side, hit at the line of scrimmage, and stood up and then bent backwards after a 2-yard gain. And Atchison just takes less than a half a minute off the clock, and they're 4th and 3.
Yeah, so, I mean, right now, Atchison, I get it. That's who you are. That's what you do, but they're going to go for it. Slow down a little bit, and this is something they've done all afternoon or all evening, is give Ottawa short field.
You got MJ, who's going to quarterback at his 4th down. Will keep it himself, cut to the outside, will look to the corner, gets the first down by the length of the football before he stood up and driven back.
That was a little bit of a broken play right there, right? Quarterback took the snap, looked to his right, the running back had already taken off, looked to his left, nobody was there, and then he said, hey, I know where I need to get, and then got downhill, picks up the first down, and get out of bounds.
No, they just stopped the clock, resetting the sticks, 28 seconds, and the clock is stopped for whatever the reason. So we're going to have at least one more play here in the opening quarter. There we go. We got her started. QB's back to throw. Looking left, looking left, looking left, throwing left, throwing downfield. Got Jay-Z and overshoots him. The incompletion is going to stop the clock with 19 to go in the opening quarter. Well, I'll tell you what. MJ Morgan's got a strong arm.
That very strong arm. That time he was able to out-throw J- understanding that that was a missed opportunity because he had beat triple coverage over there, and that ball just a couple steps out in front of him.
Now, you're a math guy. You like your numbers, right? If you're triple covering one receiver, does that not leave something somewhere?
Run the football against a light box.
Uh-oh, snaps over the head of Morgan. He goes back and smartly just dives on the ball, but will lose 15 yards as the opening quarter comes to an end. We're taking a break. One quarter in the book, Carroll Natchez of Kansas. It is Ottawa 14, Phoenix nothing.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
Here at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, getting set to go to quarter number two in the first game of the 2024 high school football season. And Ottawa on the road tonight, Gus. Well, they've come to play. They have gotten out in front of the Phoenix 14 to nothing. And right now, Atchison's offense is just struggling a little bit, I think, to get, because they've got a lot of new pieces. And
yeah, you've got new,
got to get them together.
You've got new pieces. You've got guys moving positions, right? You take Eric Smith III, who was a tight end last season. Now you're going to move him out to an outside wide receiver. There's just a whole lot of new parts and guys just trying to get comfortable in these positions. They've fed things up today. They had a fumble on their first possession that set Ottawa up for their first touchdown on a short field. They punted. Ottawa ended up throwing an interception at the goal line. And then on the third possession, Atchison turned it over on downs. Ottawa, with a short field, takes the ball 30 yards, and then they were able to score in their third possession. So Ottawa has taken advantage of some of these short fields so far here in the first half. And for Atchison, got to put together a possession, and right now you're looking at a third and long, third and, what are we going to call this, like 22?
That's what I'd call it, third down 22. Atchison at his own 34-yard line. Now we've seen MJ Morgan has that kind of arm, and he's got trips to the left and a single receiver. To the right side. To the right side is going to be Eric Smith. Everybody else is going to be wide to the left and single running back to Morgan's left hand. It's going to be Jaden Carter. Jaden probably staying in the block. He does. QB rolls left, steps up, and now he's thinking about running. Hit from behind. Throws as he's falling, and it's going to go incomplete. Could easily have been called in the grasp of the defender, but they do not. And the incomplete pass will give Atchison a 4th and 22, and this time on 4th down, the Phoenix will punt the football. They've gone for it on the two preceding fourth downs unsuccessfully each time. Colton Bonnell end up booted away from his own 22-yard line. And a single return man for Ottawa. That's going to be Jace Morning back at his own 30. Bonnell takes it at the knees. Right foot kick is away from the return man. Hits at the 40. Big Atchison bounce to the 35. And down at the 33-yard line. So, not the longest kick, but very unreturnable. And a lot of net yards for Colton Bonnell. And first and 10 once again for Ottawa. Gus, the Ottawa possessions have been, I mean, very successful possessions.
Yeah, like I said, they've been set up with some short fields. This is by far the longest field that they're going to deal with. This ball's backed up to their own 32-yard line. They've scored two touchdowns on their three possessions, and the one they didn't, they threw an interception at the goal line on a spectacular play by J.Z. Kelly.
Receivers, two to the left, two to the right, ball to the right hash mark. Ottawa going from right to left across the dial here in quarter number two, leading 14 to nothing. QB off the play action, looks right, rolls right, steps up in a pocket, and he's going deep. He's got a man over the shoulder. Diving effort is incomplete at the 20-yard line. Headlong lunge by Nate Sims for that football. And because if that thing is a foot shorter, that's got to be a 50-yard gain.
Yeah, get a little more air under it, right? And that time he had the receiver there and everything, just couldn't quite make the connection. a big miss on first down. But again, if you're going to take that opportunity, take it on second and short or take it on first down, you still have plenty to make up.
I got to tell you, I'm a little surprised that the Ottawa receivers were able to get that deep and behind the Atchison secondary. I'm surprised they were able to make that happen, but this second down's in. Motion will come to the left side. QB will take it, hand off. The run will go to the right, and there's just nothing.
Ball's Atchison, loose.
And the ball does come loose, and Atchison grabs it up. They just literally ripped it out of the hands of the ball carrier, and the Phoenix put themselves in a great position inside the 30-yard line of Ottawa, first and 10 with the takeaway. How about this? 56, Tyrese McGowan, 6'1", 265-pound freshman, reaches in, grabs the football. It just popped in the air, and then another Atchison player able to pick it up, and a big turnover right there is going to give the Phoenix a short field. They're going to have it at the Ottawa 31.
Smith wide right, Norris slot right. Quarterback is going to broken play, keep it himself, and MJ moves it ahead, picks up about five. I thought maybe he was going to give that to Jaden, and I think Jaden's out there thinking maybe he was going to give it to Jaden.
Now Carter will check out of the ball game. Aiden Rebant will come in. I believe this will be his first snap taken this evening. On a second down, five, Atchison at the 25-yard line. Back to throw again is going to be Morgan. He'll go right past, tipped, and nearly picked off. It's incomplete at the 10.
That time they were looking to run a post pass across the middle. Lance Norris was the intended receiver, and over there able to have two hands on it. Is that Liam Marler?
I got Jace, maybe. Jace Morning, maybe.
Okay. So Morning able to get a hand on it, and I really thought he was going to be able to haul that thing in, and instead Atchison looking at a third and six and feeling pretty lucky after that incomplete pass.
The lights are on and just getting dark enough. Oh, and now we're going to have a defensive player go into the neutral zone and I suspect make some contact. And we're getting nobody moving around. The officials are having a powwow in the offensive backfield and the offside defense, and that is going to make it a third and one.
Yeah, nice job right there by Atchison. Switch up the count a little bit on a third and six. Go to that long count. Try to get the defense to be guessing a little bit. Jump off sides, and instead of a long to go, they've now shortened it up to that third and one, and definitely giving yourself two possessions if you don't pick it up here.
Little wing to the right side. That's Deacon Stout over here. We've seen him make some great plays in the past couple of years. Now the quarterback is going to keep it himself. Starts left side. Jitterbugs back to the right. Takes it down to the 15, and it's a Phoenix first down. Mitch Long with a tackle for the Cyclones, but that was a nice run. I like to see Morgan start left, stop very quickly, reverse his direction, take it down to the 15. This time the handoff is going to go to Carter. That handoff was not really clean, and Jaden has stood up at the line of scrimmage for no gain, second and 10. Atchison at the Ottawa 15-yard line, looking for the first points of the season. And again, they go directly up over the football. They're taking a little more time as they bring the play in from the sideline. Rebant comes back into the backfield for Carter. Second down, 10, Atchison. Morgan is back, looking left, looking left, looking left. Now rolling left. He's going to keep it. Cuts inside the 15 and pumped out of bounds onto the far sideline. Short of the 10-yard line. They're going to call it at the 11, but that turns into about a nice, what, five, six-yard gain.
That time quarterback MJ Morgan took the snap, looked to the left side the entire time. He wanted to get the ball to Jay-Z Kelly, but Jay-Z continues to draw that double coverage over there. Right now working against Nick Walker, and they've shaded over the top the free safety, Cole McGrath.
Atchison goes trips right, and quickly a third defender comes over. They were 2-on-3 for a minute. Now QB's going to keep it himself. Boots right to the 10, to the 5, stretches to the end zone. Is he in?
Yes, he's
short. He is just short of the end zone.
We're going to see Jaden Carter check back into the ball game. Deacon Stout is coming back in also into the game for Atchison. They're going to bring in number 32, Chris Bennett, a 6'2", 200-pound senior running back.
So he's going to be in at a fullback spot, and Atchison's just going to go to the power set. First and goal at the one. Direct snap to Carter. Hit, twist, turn, spin, touchdown, Phoenix.
Nice job right there by Atchison. Very similar to the play they ran on the fake punt. This time, Jaden caught the snap and leaned forward, able to pick up the yardage needed to get himself into the end zone, a one-yard touchdown run for the Phoenix. Atchison now cuts that in almost in half with this PAT. We'll get there.
The holder will be by revamp. The kick coming off the toe of Colton Bonnell. Bonnell eyes this thing up a little bit. Snap back is nice. The placement is good. The kick is not real high, but going to get through there, and we got a timeout. At 9:54 to go in the opening half in Atchison. Phoenix on the board for the first time. It's Ottawa 14, Atchison 7.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Atchison, just what good teams do, took advantage of the turnover. They forced a turnover, take advantage of it, got themselves right back in the thing.
I got a brand new red pen this year, right?
Yeah, yeah. And you've been very proud of that pen.
Well, I'm just saying that we're in week one of high school, and after Benedictson scores 48 last week, and Atchison all of a sudden starting to get things warmed up on the offensive side, I'm not so sure that this pen is going to make it to, you know, October.
Can you get a refill?
I'm telling you.
Can you get a, you know, one of those little fillers things that go inside there with fresh ink? 9:54 to go in the opening half. Atchison, kind of an interesting alignment on the kickoff. Guys all bunched up tight, and the boot is away, end over end, very high, and it's going to bounce. And that thing stayed on the hash mark, and an alert play by one of the Ottawa guys. If the ball was just laying there, Atchison is racing down toward it. Now he got a marker.
There's a marker right here at the point at which it was covered up. What are they going to call that? About the 19-yard line. Yeah, that ball hit and just died at the 19-yard line. And they're going to say maybe an Atchison player diving at the football.
Well, I thought, like the return guy thought, it was going to carry him and go on out of bounds. And then, as you said, it just didn't. It just stopped on that hash mark over there and laid in the field of play.
Dead ball, personal foul against Atchison. I'm not really sure what happened. So, instead of the ball being at the 19, they're going to move this thing all the way out to, what, 34, right?
34. And that's a big break for Ottawa. Getting outside that 20-yard line to begin this series. Matter of fact, they're going to spot it nose up to the 35. We're going to call it there. 9:54 to go, still in the opening half. 14-7. Ottawa with the lead and with the football. Here they come. Three to the left and two to the right. Nobody in the backfield with quarterback Hayden Hull. And he will hand off a little jet sweep left, slowing down, looking for some blocking, now turning it upfield, getting to the 40, 45, picking up a first down, riding away forward. That's a 13-yard carry.
Yeah, nice job on the first down, able to push it up near midfield. They're going to mark him down at the 48-yard line, and that time just running behind his big guys up front. As that was Nate Sims, and leading the way for Ottawa, you're going to hand the left tackle, Peyton Atkins, 6'4", 225-pound senior.
First and 10, and already near midfield. Here is Ottawa. Nate Sims now will go wide to the right side. Hand off running back. Gets hit at the point of the handoff. Does not regain the line of scrimmage, and Dante Silva is going to lose a couple of yards on that first down run.
That time it looked like Aiden Honeywell getting in there making the stop on the play.
As for Atchison, again, it's first game things. And you're seeing a lot of guys. You got to figure out, you know, who's the guy? Who's going to fit into that puzzle and be the piece that you're looking for to complete it? Second down, 12. Movement all over the place. And I believe this will cost the Phoenix 5.
Yeah, that's how you got a young guy in there just really excited. Trying to get into that backfield, ready to make another play for TFL. Instead, you're going to spot Ottawa 5 yards. So, instead of 2nd and 12, we're going to be looking at a 2nd and 7.
A couple of coaches, Gus, what do they combine for? Like 300 years of experience between Jim Smith and Maud Alexander?
Yeah, definitely.
That guys have been around. And the worst part was I broadcast Jim Smith's high school games when he was playing for Atchison. So, that didn't do me any good. Here's a 2nd down 8 call. Deep drop and a quarterback setting up the screen and it's incomplete. The pass was a little bit high as they tried to, quarterback Hayden Hull tried to lob it over the unblocked on-rushing lineman. Miles Greenley had his arms there. That's a smart play. He's a big guy anyway. Get those arms up there. Force that quarterback to kind of lob it over you.
Yeah, Miles is 6 foot tall, but once he gets those arms extended, it forces the quarterback to, instead of put that ball on the dot, he's got to loft that ball over the top of Miles, and it falls incomplete.
3rd down and about 7. QB Beebe over the middle, and that was thrown way hard and a little bit behind Aiden McCullough and goes incomplete at the 40-yard line. Would have been enough for the first down, but, man, he put something on that.
How about this? For the first time tonight, we're going to see the punt unit for Ottawa coming in at the 26 mark of the 2nd quarter. And we got out there punting. Is that going to be
83?
Carter Heppner.
Atchison's got a duo of return men back. You don't see many high schools go with 2 punt return guys.
You're going to have Jay-Z Kelly along with Lance Norris back to return the punt. And Atchison going to call a timeout.
Joseph, we're going to take a break. 8:26 to go. We're still in the opening half of Benanza of Kansas, where it is Ottawa 14, Phoenix 7.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Coming out of their timeout, and they will still have that twin punt return set up. The kick is away high, not terribly deep. It'll bounce at the 20. Ottawa bounce at the 15. Still rolling in down at the 12-yard line. And Atchison, because those return guys were precariously close to that bounding football.
Yeah, usually they tell you when that ball is bounding, there's a special word. There's a special word you say. Every team has a different one. It means get away. Move.
Get away.
Because nothing good can happen when that ball is bounding around near you and you're looking to get it down. For Ottawa, a great job, though, getting the ball back to the 15.
I would say a team should use, like, the get away instead of, like, you know, wolf or whatever they're going to holler. 1st and 10. From their own 15-yard line, Phoenix have a ways to go, but plenty of time to do it. We've still got a long way here. 8:17 to go in the opening half. Atchison down by a score, 14-7. Staying in at QB is going to be MJ. He'll get it away, take it by Carter, gets away from a defender, and another one across the 15, to the 20. Dragon tacklers, 25. He's hard to stop to the 28, 29-yard line. What a great run after the catch by Jaden Carter. Looked like he was going to be stopped really, really short, Gus. Like he was going to pick up a yard. They're gone. A yard or less. And then suddenly he gets a little daylight, and next thing you know, he's dragging defenders behind him. And now we've got an Atchison player a little shaken up out there. I thought everybody was fine. I didn't see anything happening, and now we're going to have this.
I think it's one of those things where you get back to the huddle because you've got a lot of adrenaline going, and then you get back to it and you're like, wow, that really hurts. And so, again, coaches talk about this in practice all the time. Hey,
get out.
If you've got an injury, get down.
Like, yep.
Allow us time to get out there and tend to you and make sure you're all right. You hate to see a guy just race off the field and he's not right. And so now Atchison going to be able to get the player off to the side, and they're going to be able to make the necessary substitutions. They've got a first and 10 at their own 29-yard line. Hey, how about tomorrow? The Benedictine Ravens fresh off a huge season-opening win last Saturday. They're going to be up at Amelia Earhart Stadium tomorrow. Of course we're going to be there. We're always there. Raven game, 1 o'clock kickoff, pregame on Tier Radio at about 12:45. Benedictine hosting the Statesmen.
Part of the Radio Athletic Conference game of the week.
Yes, it is.
They updated the helmet.
Oh, did they get that fixed?
Finally.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. Here we go, first and 10. Atchison from his own 29. Motion left, snap low, picked up by the quarterback, hands off running back who comes in, and he'll pick up a half a dozen to run the 35-yard line. Now you got a bit of a scrum going on between an offensive tackle and a, I would say, linebacker from the defense, and
those things happen.
They did not disengage quickly, but it's all good. Gain of 6, second down, 4.
Atchison moving all around. They don't have everybody lined up exactly as they'd like. And so, hey, you got 3 timeouts? You can't hold them over to the second half. Yeah. They're going to use their second one right here.
And we're going to take it with them, Joseph. A break. 7.5 to go in the half. It remains Cyclones 14, Phoenix 7.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Back with you here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. 7.5 to go in the opening half. Phoenix with the football, second down, 4. They're at their own 35-yard line, down by a touchdown. 2 to the right, tight left, back, quarterback is back, loses it, picks it up, rolling right. Now launching deep, really deep, looking Jay-Z. Is it picked? Is it caught? It's intercepted at the 23-yard line. A defender goes up. Jay-Z Kelly goes up. And the defender rips the ball away. Give Cole McGrath the INT.
Yeah, as Jay-Z came to the ground, his foot kind of came out from under him. And in falling, he brought his arms back and couldn't hold on to the football. A big interception right there for Ottawa. But if you're Atchison, yes, you hate to turn the ball over. But it was a deep pass, and you're going to pin Ottawa back at their own 20. William spot this in inside the 25 or the 24. No, they're going to go back even further to the 20. Not sure. This official, 23. Okay, so the officials have been a little all over the place this season.
They jogged it around a little bit, but it will be Ottawa football. Gus, I know first games and there's going to be some turnovers. There's going to be some shakiness, but I'm seeing more of it tonight by these two teams in this first half than maybe I had expected to see. We've seen multiple turnovers already. First and 10. Motion right. QB flares one. That thing is badly thrown. It is very short and well out of the reach of Cole McGrath, the intended receiver in the left flat. It'll go incomplete.
So for Ottawa, they're going to start their 6th possession of the half. And their last two have started a little deeper than they're used to. The last one at the 30 and this one inside the 25. Their last possession ended in a punt, and right now they're looking at a 2nd and 10 at their own 23.
3 to the right, 1 to the left. The left is the short side of the field. Ottawa, 2nd and 10 at their own 24. Quarterback will flare one right side, hits the slot man, crosses the 35, picks up a first down, and tackled very quickly. But Jaden Knapp picks up the first down. Leighton Boldridge drops him there, 1st and 10. Ottawa, and see what they're doing, Gus? They're going back to that short, controlled game.
Yeah, and they're huddling up. They're taking a little time off the clock. They're hitting those short, higher percentage passes. And that's the kind of a Walt Alexander, you know, style offense.
Hull is back to throw, looking right, plenty of time. And that will launch one, caught right at the first down marker, stepping ahead a step or two, and then
darting out of bounds. Aiden McCullough again. And here's the thing. Aiden McCullough, we talked about him early in the game. You like his size. He's a junior at 6'3" and 190 pounds. And you can look out there. This is an athlete. Inside 7 minutes to play here in the half. This game has not moved real briskly. We've had some penalties. We've had a bunch of turnovers. And so we're not moving speedily here. First and 10, though, right at midfield. And now the officials are going to stop the clock. And let's see what they're going to talk about. And we've also had multiple timeouts exercised by these teams. Joseph's going to have great halftime for you. And then, of course, we encourage you to stick around for the High School Football Scoreboard Show, making its 2024 debut tonight. So, you got Jake and Boz. They're going to talk about things and stuff before it's all over with.
We're going to put 10 seconds, I believe, back on the clock, push it back up to 10:48. Or 6:48, excuse me. Yep, there we go. Put 10 seconds on. We're going to push up to 6:48. And for Ottawa, they're going to have a first and 10, nose up to midfield.
Peyton Hove, the quarterback, looking over at the far sideline, the Ottawa sideline. All right. It seems like they've got everything kind of in place. Snap back. QB flares it over to his running back coming out of the backfield. Trying to get to the outside, turns it upfield, and dances over to the near side, and we've got a late marker coming down in the defensive backfield. The receiver got to the edge, turned it up, picked up about five, and they're going to move that flag toward the point of tackle, and we got a hold. And that official called that hold, Gus, from 15 yards in the defensive backfield.
Well, and where he threw it, it was kind of near an offensive lineman. I'm like, maybe the offensive lineman got down the field a little quickly. Instead, they're going to say that the hold occurred at, the 45, so it should back it up to the other 45. So really, when it's all said and done, it's about a four-yard penalty.
Yeah.
So it's going to bring up now first and 14 for Ottawa.
So Atchison, spectacular season last year. Graduated some very, very high-quality student-athletes who are playing on Saturdays today. It'll be fun for us to watch, guys, as the season wears on, how some of those young guys do. And here's a pass out of the backfield, and that was diagnosed absolutely brilliantly by Leighton Boldridge, and a tackle for a loss.
Watching Leighton Boldridge lining up at that safety position, he never took that bucket step, never backpedaled. As soon as the snap was taken, he started lurking forward, realized what was happening, got downhill in a hurry, and that receiver had no chance to block him. He got right there, made a good open field tackle, a loss of three on the play. Brings up now second and 17 for Ottawa.
Long way to go. Let's see how deep they challenge this. Quarterback is back, fires a BB again, it's wide open in the zone at the 40, 5, 40, 35, 30. Foot race down the right side to the 20, 10. Diving for the goal line, just short at the 3-yard line. First and goal. Ottawa, Gus, they hit that seam in that defense. And again, Aiden McCullough with the catch and run.
Yeah, Aiden McCullough did a great job just running that slant across the middle of the field, going from left to right, able to catch it, get one little block from a receiver out there, angles towards the far pylon, but they're going to say he stepped out at the 3. That'll be first and goal for Ottawa there with just under 6 to play here in the first half.
There was so much open space in the middle. He just kind of found a little pocket in there. First down and goal, Ottawa. Hand off to the running back, hit at the line of scrimmage, spins 360 and picks up a yard. Eric Smith with the tackle on the play. There was just not much in there. As the Atchison defense did a very splendid job of making a contact and making a tackle on Julius O'Brien. It is a second and goal.
And for Ottawa, they're taking lots of time looking over to the far sideline as Coach Alexander out almost to the numbers before he sends this play in.
Yeah, they're in absolutely no hurry, and shouldn't be. There's no rush here, right?
They're going to get the ball to start the second half.
QB will take the snap, hands off running back, a stutter step, and slows down, lets the blocking form, and a touchdown for Ottawa. That was an 20-7. And that run by Julius O'Brien, because he took the ball from Hayden Hall. I thought, oh, this is going nowhere because there was all defense just in front of him. He just kind of stutter-stepped, stopped for a moment, allowed a little daylight to open up, and then he just shot through for that 3-yard run. PAT coming up for Audis, and it is good. And we're taking another break, Joseph, as Ottawa goes back to the 2-score lead at 5:08 to play in the opening half. Cyclones 21, Phoenix 7.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Show for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Well, once again, the Phoenix find themselves trailing by a couple of scores, and we'll have their kick return unit out there with Amaje Lockett and J.Z. Kelly. Josh Audis to kick it away. The return man at their own 20-yard line, and this boot is going to be taken and slipping and falling with no defenders near. The return man is going to be down at the 26-yard line. 5:07 to go in the first half, and Gus, it is very nice to see. Looking out on the field, maybe the first guy out there for the Atchison offense, Jaden Carter. So he's right back out on the field and ready to go.
So for Atchison, they're going to start their seventh possession of the first half. Last one ended in an interception by Cole McGrath all the way down at the 24-yard line.
First and 10. Motion will come to the right side behind the quarterback, not in front. The ball's going to be at the ground, and the pitch will go to the moving sweep man, and there's a loss of 2 or 3 yards because there was just nowhere for Deacon to go.
Jaden Knapp over there to make the stop, and in quarterbacking on this possession is Colton Bunnell.
So for Atchison, again, game one, things, Gus, that you try to do, you try to figure out things. And Colton's back in. Now his pass over the middle. Oh, a bullet into the hand to his receiver. And that is going to be a nice first down caught by Dedron Mays.
Dedron Mays is the guy that we've seen on some kick returns so far tonight. The 5'6", 138-pound sophomore getting some snaps today.
First and 10 across their own 40-yard line. Quarterback turns the wrong way but is able to get it righted. Hands it off to Carter. He just says, give me that ball. Carries it for 4, 5, 6, 7 yards and picks up to the 48-yard line. That was, again, a broken play, but the athleticism of Jaden Carter allowed it to become a positive carry.
It looked like an Isaiah Pacheco-type run, right? Like he hit the stack, and all of a sudden, stack just kept pushing forward, and when it was all said and done, I'm going to give him about 6 yards on the play. It'll bring up a 2nd and 4 for Atchison. Official's going to stop play just momentarily as an Ottawa player is having a helmet issue. He's going to check out of the ballgame.
And again, the clock is not running at 4:15 to go in the opening quarter. Quarterback hands off, sweep left side, turn to the corner, picking up a first down to the 45-yard line, bumped out of bounds on the far side. It's going to be Lance Norris. Lance will pick up a first down. Stops the clock at 4:09 to go. Opening half in Atchison. Moving to football now, back in Ottawa territory. Hey, we hope you're enjoying some high school football here tonight. Handoff is going to go to Carter, and he'll pick up about 3. And Joseph, you're dying for me to tell everybody that this is, in fact, KAIRFM Horton Atchison. Inside 4 minutes to go in the half. A gain by Jaden. Couple of yards, 40-yard line in the line of scrimmage there. Ottawa, 40-yard line. 2nd down 8. Now the officials are going to have an official timeout, stop and play. We're going to shuffle in a new football right here. Why do you bring a new football in? It's not like it's muddy or deflated. Maybe it's
You know what it easily could be is that we were just using the wrong football in this whole position.
That's not impossible. Second down. Atchison at the 40. Quarterback is back. Fires one. Caught on the near side by Kelly. Down to the 30-yard line. And he's going to have a first down. First and 10 Atchison on a catch by Eric Smith.
Yeah, great job by Eric Smith. Just working right behind his cornerback. Kind of sat down in a little bit of a pocket right there. Able to make the catch. Pick up the first down. 3:29 left here in the first half.
Colton Bonnell in there, and he is just throwing bullets. And there's another one over to the near side. And this time, it is going to be caught again by Eric Smith, but he's going nowhere. Did he drop it?
Yeah, they're going to say he couldn't hold on to it and complete the catch. As Nate Sims, the near side cornerback, able to get a hand in there and punch that ball out. Hey, we have a score at the end of a quarter in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Oh, yeah. Tell me. How's it going down there, man?
Packers 6, Eagles nothing. Two field goals for the Packers.
Wow. Here's a handoff. Jaden goes straight ahead, stood up inside the 30-yard line, and after about a 2-yard gain, he is going to be thrown to the ground. It'll be at the 29-yard line. The clock moving along briskly now as we're at 3 minutes left in the first half.
Jaden going to check out on this third down play, and Atchison going to look to bring in Zadron Mays. So they're going to speed some things up, put Zadron in the slot to the left. Now they're going to go trips to the left.
You got the speedy guys on the open wide side of the field. QB's rolling that way. Spools up, throws downfield. He's got a man, and is it caught or is it dropped? It's going to be caught. A diving effort at the 15-yard line by Lance Norris, and they'll move the sticks again, and Atchison threatening.
Atchison's starting to put some things together on this drive, right? They look a little more composed, kind of starting to fall into the things you want to see from this offense now. They're going to bring in a new player. They're just going to take Colton, and they had him shifted out. Now they're going to bring him to the quarterback.
Gibby hands off his running back, bounces right side inside the 15-yard line, and a short carry for Aiden Rebant. Atchison's used a ton of players in his first half, and we're down to 2 minutes to go. But they are moving the ball. It'll bring up a second down and about 7 down to the 13-yard line. Snap back. QB's back. Looks right. Pumps, pulls it back down. Picked it incomplete. Nearly picked at the 5-yard line. Because I tell you, I thought Mason Hickok, I thought he had that ball.
Well, right there, again, we've seen it all night as Ottawa has triple covered Jay-Z Kelly. And they were trying to sneak one into Jay-Z. And lucky that that thing fell incomplete.
Chris Bennett, who'd been in for a little bit, is going to check back out for the Phoenix on his third down and 8. Back to throw against QB. Set up the screen. He's got his man at the 15. Hit and going to be down at the 11-yard line. That play looked like it was going to go for good yardage, and then suddenly it just didn't.
Yeah, that thing looked like it was going to set up to the left side, but a linebacker kind of slipped in behind the offensive line, and we're able to make the stop on the play, and now we're going to get a timeout here with the minute 38.
And I think Atchison will use his final timeout of the opening half. Taking a break, Joseph, with a minute 38 to go in the half. It remains Ottawa 21, Atchison 7.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Good to have you back with us here at Atchison, Kansas. We're a minute 38 away from the end of the opening half, and the Phoenix trailing by a couple of scores, driving a football, but Gus, for Atchison, this is a huge call in the first half. They've got the ball at the 11-yard line, but it is 4th down 6.
Trailing by 14 right here. This is, you talk about a big play. You got to hit one into the end zone here before half. Ottawa will get the ball to start the second half.
Here's your 4th down call. QB's got a Looks right, throws right, has his man diving catch at the 5, and is that enough?
Wow.
It is.
Got to buy a whole yard to spare.
First and goal That was a great execution of a gracious call. And now Atchison is going to take all of those receivers. They're going to take out five receivers, and they're going to bring in five blockers and a big running back in Jaden Carter.
And now they're going to quickly race in the last guy.
And here's the thing, no timeouts left. Direct snap to Jaden. He'll go outside, trying to outrun the defender, and he was smart to run to the sideline and get out of bounds. That was a smart play.
Yeah, once he realized he wasn't going to be able to get there, just to try to run that thing out of bounds. Great job by Ottawa, able to rush that thing out, thread the field, use the sideline as an extra defender. Nate Sims going to make the stop over there for the Cyclones. Atchison quickly going to go back to a normal offense. They're going to bring Colton Bonnell back into the ballgame. They're also going to bring into the contest Zadron Mays. I've been really impressed with Mays and his play so far tonight.
We've got a beautiful crescent moon in the southwest across the way from us here above the stadium. 11th guy quickly coming out of the field. He's got to go all the way to the far sideline. He had to burn 55 yards. Quarterback is back, going in. It is batted away from Jay-Z and incomplete in the middle of the end zone.
Jay-Z was the last guy into the game. He had to run all the way to the far sideline, and then you're going to throw it to him. He's going to be out of breath after a play like that. Now, Atchison stopping the clock with the incomplete pass and the run out of bounds on first down. Now they're looking at third and goal from the five with 67 seconds left here in the first half. So, again, every play is in the playbook right now because, again, you're not going to run this thing out.
Jay-Z wide left, Lance slot left. You're going to have a wing to the right side, Deacon Stout, wide right, Eric Smith. Eric is confused. Now the snap is back. It's rolling around on the ground. The quarterback goes back, and the running back finally chases it down to the 20-yard line. Now we got pushing and shoving and penalty markers all over.
So we're going to get two penalty markers. I believe we're going to see two separate plays. Unsportsmanlike against Atchison. And the ball, okay. So the ball was going to be placed at the 14-yard line. Then you're going to have the unsportsmanlike conduct. We should take this back to the 29.
So a couple of markers now the officials still talking about. I'm not sure if they both have thrown a marker about the same play or if, in fact, there are actually two penalties involved here. Gus, we were talking about this before the game. It's going to be one of our very last times of seeing the old bluegrass out here.
You know, you talk about one of the fields where you can see it in game one or you can see it in game 11, and there's not a whole lot of difference to it. I mean, it is a spectacular field. It is a fast track, and it's always been a well-maintained field.
Now, way back when everybody in the country played on this,
that's a little different.
There's your unsportsmanlike call. It'll be assessed against Atchison. Yeah, when Morehill Mount Academy and Atchison High and Benedictine and every, you know, JV game and every freshman game and every junior high game was all played out here by November. It was showing a little wear and tear, but that is no longer the case. It is a beautiful field.
So now Atchison with no timeouts, so looking at a fourth and goal from the 35. Ottawa going to drop back in a little bit of a prevent defense. And for Atchison, they're running around. They look a little confused, a little disheveled right now.
And again, they have no timeouts with which to work. Quarterback quick kicks this thing. That's probably not a terrible play, and they're just going to let it bounce, and it doesn't care. They don't care that it's going to be down at the 6-5-yard line because 24 seconds left. Ottawa's one snap and falling on the ball away from going to the locker room with a lead. So for Atchison, a drive that began with great promise kind of ended up disappointingly. And the problem with that drive, and part of it was with the drive, but part of it goes back before the drive when Atchison had to utilize timeouts earlier in the game and could not use some there and get personnel in and get some things situated and were forced to rush and, you know, not really have everybody on the right page. So the issue started way earlier than that. The snap is back, and that is going to take us to halftime. Taking a break. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas as they go to the locker room. It is Ottawa 21, Atchison 7.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete first half recap is coming up right after this. At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Happy to have you with us on game one of the high school football season here on Care Radio. Joseph, our producer and engineer, Gus Counts with me here upstairs, Tom Counts. And well, Gus, as the 41-person strong Atchison High marching band gets set to entertain a really nice crowd here at halftime. We look back on a game that I think both coaches are going to go to the locker room. I mean, certainly Walt is going to be happier. He's in front. Both coaches are going to say, guys, we've got some things to fix.
Yeah, there were a lot of fixes that are going to need to be had at halftime. I think you're going to go into the break for both coaching staffs and say, hey, we did a couple things that we like, and both coaching staffs are going to have a laundry list of things that they weren't happy with. But the thing you have to remember is going into the break, you're not afforded a whole lot of time to make major changes. So really what you're going to do is you're going to go into the break, you're going to make maybe a few personnel changes. If you're Atchison, you're going to go in and you're going to talk about your personnel in the first half and say, hey, we played a couple quarterbacks, we played, what, like 9 different receivers, you played a whole bunch of guys in the secondary. You're going to go back and say, okay, here's where we're going to hone in the second half. We're going to see this package together and this package together, and then you're going to move forward and try to be as consistent as you can here in the second half. For Atchison, they had 7 possessions in the first half. They got the ball to start the game, fumbled it right away, which led to an Ottawa touchdown. On their second possession, they punted it. Ottawa then moves the ball downfield, throws an interception at the goal line. Great job by Jay-Z Kelly taking one away. Then on Atchison's third possession, turnover on downs, which then led to a short field and a quick touchdown for Ottawa. So the first quarter was kind of a disaster for Atchison. Things started to level out in the second quarter because you were able to tie things up as far as it was a 7-7 second quarter.
So for the teams, what you do is you say, guys, we're going to start over here in the second half. We're going to refocus. We're going to start this thing and, see if we can win a half. And if you're Ottawa, you say, we lost to these guys last couple of years. We're going to try to get this back.
Yeah, and for Ottawa, I think you're going to see more of the same in the second half as far as slowing it down, huddling it up, running that ball control type offense. When they throw the ball, they're not really extending the ball down the field. A couple times, I think, maybe 2 times we saw passes over 20 yards. Most of their passes are going to be in that 5 to 10 yard range and then hope to break a couple tackles and use your speed.
One thing, though, we know both of these coaches pretty well. You've got to admit, each coach has his fingerprint very much on how their team plays and what they're trying to do.
Yeah, exactly. I think, if you were to look at the ways and the style so far in the first half, it's exactly what you would anticipate from these 2 coaching staffs. So for Atchison, I think in the second half, this sounds crazy to say for an Atchison team, slow down a little bit, right? I think sometimes you had new personnel in there, you were trying to run fast, which is fine, but you've got to slow down and just make sure that you execute those plays the way that they were drawn up and intended. Sometimes you move too fast, and then you make those mistakes.
Marching band making its way off the field. The halftime continues here to be the Earhart Stadium. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back. Looking forward to bringing you the second half of this one live, and we're going to talk a little bit about what we've got coming up tomorrow. It should be thrilling up at Wilcox Stadium for the Ravens' home opener. That said, halftime here in Atchison. The intermission score, Ottawa 21, Phoenix 7. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He has been preparing his halftime. Looking forward to sharing it with you.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. I see.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the Care Country Sports Calendar, we've got a game for you tomorrow afternoon, starting right about 12:45 right here at Hot Country 93.7 for the pregame show, as the Benedictin Ravens will be playing host to William Penn. Join us as Tom and Gus Kautz will have the call. Coming up next Friday night, we'll have Riverside versus ACCHS. It should be one heck of a game as well next Friday. We'll be joining Tom and Gus back at Fieldside in just a few minutes. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area at the half in the Holton-Sabetha game. It was Holton 7, Sabetha 0. At the end of the first quarter in the Marysville-Nemaha Central game, it was Marysville 8, Nemaha Central 0. In the Jackson Heights-Riverside game, it was at the end of the first 6 on Jackson Heights side. Riverside was sitting at 0. In the Rossville Silver Lake game, Rossville is on top at the half, with Rossville sitting at 10 and Silver Lake with 3. Last report from the Marhill Mount Academy JCN game, JCN was on top at the end of the first with 6 to Marhill Mount Academy's 0. In the St. Mary's Perry Lecompton game at the end of the first, it was St. Mary's 16, Perry Lecompton 0. At the half, in the Hiawatha-Royal Valley game, it was Hiawatha 7, Royal Valley 0. And at the half, Horton was leading Valley Falls 16-8. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, the Atchison High Phoenix are trailing 7 to Ottawa's 21. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal, or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 48 tonight. Under clear skies, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 73 tomorrow. Bright sunshine expected. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 46. Lots of sunshine and dry Sunday and Monday. Upper 70s. Sunday, mid 80s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 66 degrees here in downtown Atchison. The relative humidity is at 55%. The winds are out of the north at 5 miles per hour, giving us a feels-like temperature of exactly 66 degrees. Barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.21 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz in just a moment.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week.
It's not terrible for them. Welcome back. Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas is where we're standing. And a fan getting set to be entertained by what should be a really good second half of high school football as the teams get set to come back out. Intermission finds the visitors from Ottawa in front of Atchison 21-7. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, outstanding work, man. Well done. Thank you very much. Taking care of everybody at halftime. Gus Kautz with me to my left. Tom Kautz and, oh, Gus, Ottawa is going to be the first team out of the locker room. And Coach Alexander's got his guys huddling up one more time in the end zone, going to make their entrance onto the field. And they got to be excited getting their hands on the football first to begin the second half. And an opportunity to take right now up two scores, to take a three-score lead, that would be a hill.
Yeah, exactly. You talk about Ottawa, who's going to get the ball here to start the second half. If they could knock one more touchdown out of this thing and make it a 28-7 type thing to start the second half, I mean, Atchison would have, talk about pushing that boulder up the hill. I mean, that's going to be a steep hill at that point. So for Atchison coming out here in the second half, it's going to be imperative to force a turnover or at least force a punt. I mean, try to get your offense back out on the field as quickly as you can because, again, I thought they were moving the ball really well in that last possession until the snap that was Aaron and then the unsportsmanlike conduct that added 15 more yards on top of that. Like, if you don't have those problems,
all of a sudden, I think Atchison's offense looks like they were starting to kind of get in that rhythm.
Yeah. Now, tomorrow, we're going to find ourselves up at Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College. YOLO! Of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, as BC will have their home opener, and they're going to be hosting William Penn on Saturday. It is going to be the inaugural Hart Conference Game of the Week. That's something they're, Nick Rule, the new head guy up at the conference, has begun to initiate. And Benedictine, coming off that huge win last week, is going to be involved in this. William Penn also with a big win last week, as they took care of William Woods by a massive kind of a number. Benedictine's high-powered 48-45 win over Morningside, the number 10 team in the country, and William Penn beats William Woods 59-0. So, tell you what, guys, Ravens, they've had good luck against William Penn over the years, but I tell you, even though they're 7-1, I don't think there's been a game that's been over 7 or 8 points separating the teams.
When you think of Benedictine versus William Penn, what do you think of?
I think of the missed kick.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It had to be either 2014 or 15. It was the missed PAT in double overtime. The field goal or the extra point went wide and the game ended, right? Had to be somewhere right at Halloween. And the reason I say it was 14 or 15, because as we were racing back from Oskaloosa, because the Royals played maybe the Mets that year.
It was 2015. Ravens win at 41-40.
Yeah. There you go. It was a morning game, right? It was one of those 11 a.m. games. And I believe that was even the first time that we ever went up to Oskaloosa, Iowa. So, for the Ravens, they've had good luck against the Statesmen over the years and hope to keep things going. As you start looking up and down that William Penn roster, as I was kind of starting to pull some numbers across, it was a game that was 10-7 last year. It was a game that you saw a lot of turnovers from both quarterbacks. It's also a game where William Penn has really turned over their roster from last year. They do bring back their quarterback, but they don't bring back a whole lot of pieces from last year's team as they're trying to right the ship there.
So, should be a great win. Pre-game at about, 12:45. Kickoff, Wilcox Stadium, 1 o'clock. It is going to be a spectacular day weather-wise. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And it's going to feel like football. We might see some flannel. What do you think? Is there going to be anybody in flannel up there?
Yeah. Right? I would say probably pretty close to, you've got a running back and a safety that, you know, probably will pull out their flannel or their orange or both.
They could do that. Yeah.
And we're going to break out the video board tomorrow.
And yes. And I did something I didn't know. And I'm going to talk to Coach a little bit about this. Did you know that video board's got have a naming?
Oh, I didn't.
I didn't either. But, going to talk to Coach and get a little insight into that in our pregame show. Do you want me to give it up, or do you want it to be?
Sure.
Want me to keep you in suspense?
You can throw it out there.
Gartenmeier family video board.
Very, very cool.
How appropriate is that? Huh?
Very much.
How good
like
is that?
That?
I do too. Nobody put in more time and effort and sweat and love into a program and many programs than Charlie and his family. So, yeah, very fitting. So that's nice stuff. And I'm curious to see what it looks like, you know? So here we go. We're getting pretty close to going, except the teams are, what, are we on the wrong side?
Yes.
Okay.
There we go.
That's all right. These are what you work up on the first game. You iron this stuff out. And it will be the Ottawa Cyclones with a return team back deep. And we'll see. They've gone 3 across now.
They're going to have... All right, so they're going to have over there, Jace, Morning on the far side. In the middle, you're going to see Nate Sims. I believe it's Cole McGrath over here on the near side. Which, 3 guys is the right number to do, because remember the last time Atchison kicked the ball off?
Yeah.
They planted it at the 19-yard line, and that ball just stopped. I'm not a golfer, but, I mean, I feel like that's a golf-type shot.
Yeah. And while we're looking at the new Atchison, we talked about at the onset of the ballgame, Atchison with new uniforms, new helmets, new everything, you know, a new logo on the gear. That Atchison red is not what I am used to seeing as an Atchison red, a much darker red. And there's an offside on that kickoff, no penalty marker sales, and the boot is going to be fielded at the 10-yard line. Straight up 20, 5, 35, look out, 40, 45, up to the 48-yard line. That was just absolutely a burst of speed on that return, and what a job for Ottawa, Gus, by Jace Mornin. He has been a player today.
Yeah, Jace Mornin has kind of been their player, right? I mean, you start looking and pulling the pieces apart. I mean, between Mornin and Aiden McCullough, I mean, I think those are the staples of which this Ottawa team is built around.
So help me out with this red. Is that more of a Utah red? We're getting a darker red.
You're going to laugh. This is a very Miami of Ohio look.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Right. Red white helmet, red hawk kind of red. I know that's a really obscure reference,
but
you know Miami of Ohio, that's exactly what you got going on here.
Quick pass on first down from Hayden Hole over to the left side to Nate Sims. Turns it up, gets across the 50. Picks up about 7 or 8. Let's call it a second down and 2 in Atchison territory for Ottawa at the Phoenix 44. Just underway in the second half.
Hey, the Royals in the fifth inning lead Minnesota 4-0 on a Renfro single to score Bobby and MJ.
Motion right, hand off to the running back, just pushing and shoving and picking up a first down inside the 40-yard line. First and 10 at the 39. Ottawa moving the ball on its initial possession of the second half. Gus, it is maybe the great time of year. You have got football going, NFL, college football, high school football. You've got Major League Baseball going on. You got the WNBA. I know these are all your favorite things.
Well, you're a month away from the NBA getting back.
Yes. How good is this? First and 10. Hand off and a sweep to the outside. A little blocking out there. 40, 35, turning sideways, 30, knifing forward, 25, pushing and shoving and just short of the 20-yard line. Nate Sims, he accelerated, and then as the defense closed in on him, he just kind of shifted his body sideways and diced through into the second layer.
Yeah, he did a great job of turning himself sideways, able to knife forward, get all the way down to the 21-yard line, and for Ottawa, putting together a very good start to this second half. And, I mean, this is exactly what Coach Alexander was looking for if you were going to draw this up.
And they're not taking much time off the clock. They're less than 2 minutes into the second half and down inside the 20. Now the handoff is going to go to the running back, and he'll find it going pretty tough there off left guard, gaining about 2. But inside the 20, it'll go second down 8. Atchison coming off a huge season last year. They've been on a roll for their football team and basketball. I mean, they've had some tremendous successes wanting to keep that running alive. Gonna have to come back from behind to do it. And right now they're looking to stop Ottawa. They don't want to dig themselves in any deeper. Here's a straight ahead run, bouncing outside off the right tackle, and it's a little guy, Julius O'Brien, Aiden Honeywell. For the Phoenix with a stop, and this is what Coach Alexander's satisfied with. Give him about 4 on that, third down 3-ish, and he'll take that.
Yeah, Barnes is going to check out of the ball game for Atchison. They're going to bring Tyrese McGowan into the ball game. McGowan has 6'1", 265-pound freshman, going to anchor down the middle of that defensive front.
Sims to the right, McGrath to the left, and a slot in the middle is going to be Caden Knapp. Single running back, QB's back to throw. Everybody leaves out of the backfield. It throws over the middle, and it's right through the hands of a defender. Because there was absolutely no white jersey anywhere near that pass. And Ottawa, very fortunate that Deacon could not grab that thing up.
Yeah, the defender is going to be thinking about that play for a while now because, again, he catches that thing, probably a pick six going the other way. Now we're going to see a field goal attempt right now for Ottawa.
Wow, and it is going to be, what, 34 yards? Josh Audis. It is down, up, and it's close. It hits the left upright and bounces out. He had the length and he had the height, but he did not get it in the middle. That thing hit the left upright, and Atchison avoids those additional points, and here comes the Phoenix offense. It is still a 21-7 ball game at 8:50 to go in the opening or in the third quarter.
PTSD?
Maybe.
Anytime the ball goes off and upright, do you think back to?
Oh gosh, I think back to 1992 in Findlay, Ohio. But it was the other side.
Not like you remember.
It was the other upright. Rolling to the right side is the Phoenix quarterback, who to begin the second half will be Colton Bonnell. Coach Smith has utilized a couple of guys in that position. Bonnell cuts to the right side, gets a nice little 5-yard pickup on a first down run.
That time is Bonnell rolled out to the near side. He was looking downfield, and finally just put his hand on the back of one of his offensive linemen and said, go. Offensive lineman pushes forward, picks up a little yardage right there. It was Brody Barnes, the right tackle.
Stout goes wing left. Handoff is going to go to the running back, and Carter will go straight ahead and will be very near the first down. And a secondary surge after the initial contact will gain Atchison a first and 10 at their own 32. So the Phoenix are going to keep the drive alive and move the stick to their own 32-yard line, picking up a first down, 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. First possession of the second half for AHS. Quarterback Colton Bonnell going to shift Jayden Carter over to his left hand. Play action, looking left, throwing left. Has his man coming back for the ball. It's going to be Jay-Z. Breaks one tackle, but not the second. Gains 8.
Nice job right there by Jay-Z Kelly. Able to pick up some good yardage. Be near the first down. They're actually going to give him maybe about 9 by the time he stretches out at the end.
Atchison again. Straight out up. Over the football, just across their own 40. The handoff is going to go to Carter, and he will power forward to pick up a first down to the 45-yard line. Is that some downfield blocking?
Really nice downfield block, and you look over there on the left side, Landon Bell along with Miles Greenley making some room on that left side.
You got two big linemen, 13 yards downfield blocking one D-back. First and 10, Atchison moving the ball now to their own 46, coming off that missed field goal, and they'll go at the reverse, sweeping to the near side. The defense snips it out, stops it for the gain of about 3.
Yeah, that was a great job by Ottawa, able to stay at home on the backside, and they weren't fooling anybody as over there for the Cyclones to make the stop on the play. It's going to be Shelby Cobb. So, it'll be second down and 6 for the Atchison offense. 7 minutes left here in
Third quarter. Lance Norris bouncing around on one foot out there, but they're going to leave him in the ballgame. Couldn't get him substituted for quickly enough. Now the handoff into the middle and bouncing. The pinball is way forward. The ball is on the ground, and Ottawa's going to cover it up. 3 Ottawa players all dive on top of that loose football, and Atchison will turn it over. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. And a drive that looked very promising comes to a sudden end.
Yeah, we talked about it. Atchison looked a little more under control on that possession. They were starting to figure some things out. And then all of a sudden got into a little bit of traffic, and the ball just squirts away. And Ottawa able to recover the ball, and it's going to be down at the Ottawa 43. They'll have it there first and 10.
Here's the deal for Ottawa. Do they want to score? Absolutely. But if they could keep taking time off of the clock and own the ball and not let Atchison score, that will meet their need. At the 43-yard line, first and 10. Got a diamond on the right side for them, and instead they're going to hand off to the running back. He'll follow those 4 blockers around the right side, picking up limited yardage across the 45, gaining about 3 to the 46-yard line.
That time for Atchison, Tyrese McGowan over there to make the stop.
Second down. And look at Ottawa again, going back. I mean, some of the high schools we go to, guys, do have the luxury of a play clock. And I believe down at Ottawa at Grogan Field, they did have that last year. So I'm not really able to see how much time Ottawa's taking off the game clock, but they are controlling it. QB's back. He's got a man wide open and passed just out of reach for Chaden Knapp. It goes incomplete. Quarterback Hayden Hull was looking initially at McCullough coming out of the backfield. McCullough was very well defended. And so he looks to his secondary guy as he checked it off down the left side. And he was wide open, but the pass just a little bit out of his reach. And if you're Hayden Hall, okay, if you're going to miss your receiver, he missed him the right way, throwing it away from him and the defender instead of throwing it short and taking a chance of turning it back over. Third down, 7. Big play for Atchison's defense. QB's back to throw, steps up, runs the ball, hit at the 50, breaks the tackle, gets the first down with a tremendous second ever. Quarterback Hayden Hall of Ottawa moves the sticks, and the Cyclones will keep the drive going.
Right now, the Atchison secondary looks a little confused as to the assignments. They kept dropping back, and the quarterback decided, well, I'm going to try to run this thing, but the problem was, the linebackers never stepped up to try to make the play. The safeties kind of stayed at home, and the quarterback able to pick up a big gain all the way to the Atchison 44-yard line, where it'll be 1st and 10 for the Cyclones.
Clock zipping along. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Nobody's put any points on the board yet in the second half. They'll go to a little jet sweep to the right. There's nothing there, and reversing it and bringing it up the field to the 40 down to the 35-yard line. That was all Nate Sims. Okay, he was taking a sweep left. He got here out to the hash marks, says, wait a minute, there's nowhere to go, reverses the field. And usually, guys, when you do that, you know what happens? It's not good.
Yeah, and now Ottawa has a player that's a little slow to get up. But, yeah, you talk about it. When players reverse fields, usually things go south quickly. At that time, they were able to make almost something happen. It'll bring up a 2nd and 2 as you got an Ottawa player on the ground and dealing with cramps.
NFL game moving along, and my Portuguese is not good, so I'm just going to tell you that the Packers lead the Eagles for the 2-minute warning in the first half, 5-5 at 19-14. Green Bay has, Jordan Love has a touchdown. Jaden Reed has a touchdown.
Jaden Reed has 2, I believe. Saquon has 2.
He's got a rush and a receive, yeah.
Yeah.
Hurts has a touchdown. Barkley has a touchdown. Just in case you're keeping track of who's been scoring in that ballgame. And that's still with a half to go.
That's what I was thinking is, took up some decent scoring happening and still in the first half.
What are we, 23? So you're in the 50-ish kind of a range here maybe, pretty close? Who knows?
So, the Ottawa player, you know, a little assistance coming off the field. And for Ottawa, they're going to be looking at 2nd and 2.
McCullough goes wide to the right side. McGrath is going to go wide to the left to quarterback Hayden Hall, who's got 2 running backs in the backfield with him now. Unusual set on a 2nd and 2. Hand off, fullback, powers forward, 1st down.
Tyrese McGowan makes the stop on the play for Atchison, but not before Ottawa able to pick up a 1st down.
There's nothing fancy about what Jaden Knapp did right there. What you do is, they say, he hit the 2, right? And you just hit the 2. Push forward, get what you can. It was enough. And 1st and 10, Ottawa now at the Atchison 32. Inside 5 minutes to go in the scoreless third quarter. Still a 21-0 Ottawa lead here in Atchison, Kansas. Beautiful. Amelia Earhart Stadium has never looked better. Snap back, handoff, 1st guy. And the ball pops loose, and Atchison covers it up. No, and then a ball pops loose again, and who's gotten it? Did the Phoenix cover it up? They did. The ball popped out. Atchison player had it, and he loses it. And then there's a scrum for the loose football, and these two teams ultimately exchange turnovers. They burn about 4 minutes in the meantime, and Atchison is going to get it back at their own 19.
This has been a crazy second half, right? So you take a look at the 2 possessions for Ottawa. They started out with a missed field goal and now a fumble. Atchison fumbled it on their 1st possession. So second half hasn't been kind, but you know what it has been? A moving clock, right? We're down to 4.5 left here in the third quarter.
1st and 10 of the road, 19-yard line. Here come the Phoenix.
I have a new quarterback.
Atchison has moved him back and forth, and here's a handoff left side to Carter. Jaden puts his head down, just kind of shoulder shook. 1 defender off after taking the handoff from MJ Morgan and gives Jaden about 5. And because that 1st guy was there, he shook him off like, you know, like a horse would shake flies off his shoulder. He just like give him a little shove and kept on going. Second down, kind of the same play, kind of the same result, gain and six. Atchison first down. Moving the chains. They'll stop the clock to advance to six with 4 minutes to go. And Atchison up over to football. They're ready to snap it before they are set. Here's a sweep left side, cutting back upfield across the 35-yard line, getting hit. And Lance Norris is going to be dropped after a gain of
about five, right?
Yeah, pretty close.
On the stop right there, Liam Marler for Ottawa makes the stop on the play. It's going to bring up a second down for Atchison. Actually, going to give him, yeah, let's call it five. It's going to bring up second and five for the Phoenix offense.
QB will keep it himself this time, takes the handoff, goes to the right side, spins and turns, and then kind of backs forward, getting four of those five. Lehman Atchison with a short down situation, third down and about one.
Kind of like what Atchison's doing in this possession, right? They're just running behind that big offensive line and just allowing those guys to impose their will right now. We're going to talk about that front line for Atchison here in just a second.
Third down, one at their own 42. Long count, ball's on the ground, it's rolling around, and finally able to pick it up and hit and going to be thrown for a loss is going to be Jaden Carter. He actually thought about lateraling that thing for a second and then very wisely decided not to do that. And the Phoenix, who were looking at a third down and one, now look at a fourth and seven at their own 35-yard line and are going to be forced to punt the football away. And here's Colton Bottle.
And twice tonight we've seen the Phoenix offense stall out on bad snaps. So Carter's going to check out of the ballgame, and for Atchison, they're going to send the punt unit out. This will be the fourth punt of the night for Colton Bunnell, the first one of the second half.
From his own 22-yard line, snap is, bounces to him. He's on the ground, and they pull the play dead. Penalty marker.
Formational issue against yep. Atchison.
So for Atchison, you know what? That might be a well-spent 5 yards right there, because that ball is hit the ground, finally got back to Colton on a hop or two. He fielded it nicely, but by then, those on-rushing defenders were closing the gap. Is that Chase back there for the return? So here's the snap, nearly over his head. Bottle goes up and gets it, and the kick is not good. Bounces at the 45, rolls to the 50, and to the 49-yard line. So not a terribly long kick coming off a very high snap. And Ottawa's possession will begin with superb field position just short of the midfield mark. We're down to 2 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Hasn't there been
points in this quarter?
Hasn't that been the story of the second half? The scoring of the night for the Ottawa offense is getting the ball with excellent starting field position?
Absolutely. They haven't won the game at this point, but they have certainly won the field position battle so far. First and 10, just short of the 50. And again, it's a straight-ahead run, quick hitter, picking up about four.
That's
the Ottawa game plan.
And that time coming up, making the hit for Atchison, you're going to have Jaden Carter.
Second down, half a dozen in Phoenix territory. And again, the clock just clicking and clicking right along. Let me take a look at that. Two to the right, two to the left. Ottawa and quarterback Hayden Hull.
Saquon with two touchdowns in
yeah.
the first half.
Motion to the left side, snap back, QB looks, pumps once, goes again, going deep, and it is going to be over the shoulder and again just a little too long. I think maybe his intended receiver, Aiden McCullough, may have gotten a fingertip on it, but could not quite haul it in. Here's the thing. Hull to McCullough. This is the second time they've gone deep, and the second time it was just off his fingertips. They're going to get one of these.
Well, yeah, and so Ottawa doesn't throw the ball downfield a whole lot, and we kind of talked about that at half. But they run the ball enough that you keep the defense honest, and then when you do go to take the top off of it, you're gonna find a big play. And I'm sorry, I'm just kind of laughing because I saw two players probably, 40 yards apart They both instantaneously hit the ground at the same time, as we got a couple guys out there, and both of them the same issue. They're both cramping up a little bit. Game one of the season, but still got a whole quarter of football left to be played.
Some scores continue to come in from around the area. And again, we encourage you to stick around here on KAIR Radio after this game here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Here's what we got. We got the high school football scoreboard show. Okay? Guys have got to be keeping you up to speed, catching you up on what every team. They're going to not only tell you the teams that you follow, the teams that you care about, the teams that you're interested in. They're going to tell you scores from teams you have never heard of before. But that's all part of the fun. You know, you're going to learn some new things. Get a little geography lesson. You're going to find out things and stuff. Stick around. There's going to be reports, live reports from games all around the area covered by our family of stations.
At the end of three quarters, Horton leads Valley Falls 30-8. Roe Valley leads Hiawatha, 12-7. Roe Valley leads Hiawatha 12-7.
All right. I think both teams are now with injured players off the field with replacements on. And we're going to good to go here from the Atchison 46, third down and half a dozen. QB, play action. Little sidearm pass is complete. 40, 35. Hit from behind the 30. Push downfield to the 24-yard line. The defender hit the receiver, but goes from behind. And as he fell forward for four or five more yards. And it's a first and 10 Ottawa. And another catch by Aiden McCullough. He's having a huge night.
Yeah, the officials probably need to take a look at him. See him kind of wandering around out there?
Yeah.
The way his helmet went down first and braced his fall. So we're under a minute to play here in the quarter.
QB's going to keep it. Bounces right. Goes outside to the 25-20 to the 15. And pulled down by the helmet inside the 15-yard line around the 13. That was the best run of the night by quarterback Hayden Hull. We have not seen him really run the ball himself a lot. And not to the outside, and certainly not with that kind of success, but he's able to turn it upfield, and it's first and 10 at the 12-yard line. Ottawa would probably be happy changing into the field and running this timeout and hoping to score in the fourth.
Yeah, again, it's two quick plays here, and you can take this thing into the fourth.
It has been a scoreless third quarter so far. Handoff running back outside, 15, puts his head down, 10, and just kind of falls forward down to the 9-yard line, and Nate Sims will pick up maybe 3 or so, maybe 4, second down, 6. There will be one more snap in the third quarter. And again, not only does Ottawa huddle up, but quarterback goes over halfway to the sideline, gets the call, very deliberate, very methodical. Receivers, wide east way, but not very wide. Quarterback rolls right, trying to hit his man out of the backfield. Instead, he's going to go into the end zone. And again, his pass is just too strong as the defender had fallen. And the receiver was open, but on the rollout, Hayden Hall had a little, I think, just too much inertia, a little too much speed going, and it pushed that pass out of the reach. And so there will be one more play with 4 seconds left.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like about that play call right there is you are going to stop the clock just for one more play.
Third down, Ottawa inside the Atchison 10-yard line. Third down and a half a dozen, call it the 8. Nate Sims is the receiver to the right. On the left side is McGrath. Running back in the backfield. Motion will slide right to the wide side. Quarterback roping that way again. The blitz is on. He's in trouble. The pass in is going to be over the head of an undefended Aiden McCullough. No one picked him up, and we will go to the fourth quarter. It'll be fourth down when we come back. Time out on the field after 3 in Atchison, Kansas. It is Ottawa 21, Atchison Phoenix 7.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Taylor Treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Atchison High School pep band in the background. Fans on the edge of their seats, and they are looking for a Phoenix comeback here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. Because not everybody here is looking for that, because Ottawa, let's be very candid, they have traveled really, really well, and they got a great crowd of fans here tonight.
They do, and now they're looking to kick a field goal right here to make it a three-possession game. Now, their only other field goal opportunity went off the upright in their first possession of the second half.
The ball will be held for Ottawa by Mason Sutton. He's a 5-foot, 840-pound reserve quarterback. It is kicked by Josh Audis. Josh has been doing the kicking all night long. 6'2 senior. It is going to be a 25-yard field goal effort that has the height and the length, and this time it does not hit the upright. It goes through. We're going to take a quick break, Joseph, as no time elapses. Kind of interesting enough. Some time off the clock. The score now at the beginning of the fourth quarter, it is Ottawa 24, Atchison 7.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas. So what's Bobby Witt at now? He's like 30... home runs and what, 29 stolen bases or something, right?
Correct.
Here's a kick away to the Phoenix, and it's not terribly deep. Fielded just inside the 30-yard line and brought straight forward for Atchison by J.Z. Kelly. Phoenix are going to have it first and 10, but having not scored in the third quarter, it just makes the comeback more difficult, because Atchison's going to have to score three times now in this fourth quarter to secure a season opening W. 24-7 is the Cyclone lead.
Okay. We'll talk about something interesting after this.
All right.
After this play.
Very, very wide. To the right side are going to be Norris and Kelly. Quarterback rolling right. Bottle fires a BB into traffic. It's caught. And it's going to be a touchdown. Nobody's catching Eric Smith. He took it away from two defenders, goes the distance. Call that a 64-yard touchdown strike. Funnel to Smith. Hey, Gus, that was a high-risk pass that had an 82% chance of being picked.
What was it yesterday during the Chiefs game, the one that was like a 0.3 chance of scoring? Well, they had a very low chance of being able to get it through those defenders, and what a job. Once Eric Smith caught it, he just pulled away from everybody, and now Atchison with the score. And what we were going to talk about is Atchison only touched the ball twice in the third quarter.
Well, they touched the ball for about 12 seconds here in the fourth quarter and have scored the PAT from Bonnell. He throws the touchdown pass, and now he kicks the extra point, and we got a timeout. Phoenix looking to come back with 11:43 to go in the ball game. Ottawa 24, Atchison 14.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here in Amelia Earhart Stadium, because after a third quarter that saw no points, the fourth quarter's been crazy.
Yeah, 16 seconds before Hutchinson scores after the field goal by Josh Audis, and all of a sudden, I think back to a 10-point game, 11:43, so we've got a little time, but Hutchinson going to have to keep hitting on those big plays like that.
Yeah, two scores in the first 20 seconds of the fourth quarter. Here's your food away. Return man retreats all the way to the 6-yard line, comes up the hash marks, bounces outside, going to the left, eludes a couple of defenders, turns the corner to the 30, stops, shakes a couple more defenders to the 35, and he's going to be out of bounds pretty near the 40-yard line. And that was an interesting downfield block, 30 yards down the field. But it will be first and 10 for Ottawa. Now, these two teams have very different goals with this possession. Ottawa looking to have that long, protracted drive. Atchison, they need a three and out right here.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it. Atchison seriously only touched the ball twice in the second quarter. It was a fumble and a punt. For Ottawa, they had a missed field goal, a fumble, and then their third possession of the third quarter bled over into the fourth quarter where they hit that field goal to start it. So for Ottawa, they would like to, as we talked about at halftime, continue to run the clock, continue to eat up small amounts of yards at a time.
Yeah, Atchison can't afford to have that quarter with two possessions. They need the possession like they had a moment ago, the long strike and the quick score. First and 10 at the 41. Here's a little straight-ahead run. Breaking through, getting into the second level of the defense and taking it up to the 49-yard line. That was a quick 8-yard hitter. Jaden Carter with the stop on the play, but Ottawa getting what they wanted, leaving themselves with a second and short. That gives you 1-2 plays to run in the middle. Take another minute more off the clock.
They're going
to
bring Landon Bell out of the ball game, let him catch his breath a little bit. Landon's been out there on both sides of the ball, hasn't missed many plays. They're going to bring Brody Barnes in, and kind of a little change. They're going to move Brody out to that defensive end.
Second down and a pair, yards short of midfield. Ottawa with a 10-point lead in the football. Hand off, first guy, left side, gets right up to and then falls forward across the first down marker.
Miles Greenlee.
Now, Atchison's got a player downfield, and he was making Gus a 12-yard downfield block, and now he is down on the field, and they're giving him a little look-see. And anyway, we're going to take a break as they attend to him. Just a little time out here. What do you say? No? Nope, they got him on his feet. He's going to be okay. Thought we were going to be a little longer than that, but we're not. 10:40 to go. Wait a minute. No, you can't get in that huddle. I like a guy who's laying on the ground. The trainer comes out and looks at him, and as he's running to the sideline, he just stops and goes into the huddle. He says, I'm good now. I'm good to go.
I can do this.
I want to stay in here and play, guys. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to participate in this game. And I think the trainer clears it up for him that, indeed, he will exit for at least this snap.
At least one play.
Yeah, 10:40 to go in the game.
Atchison out there in that 3-4 defense that they tend to run. Brody Barnes is going to be one, and Eric Smith is your other right now. You're going to have Landon Bell back out there after one playoff.
Snap is very low. Quarterback goes to the ground to pick it up, and he's going to lose over 20 yards as he goes back and is able to secure the football and down by Leighton Boldridge, who rockets into the backfield.
Oh,
Well, is that really some kind of a safety blitz maybe he was bringing? Because, I mean, how did he get back there?
Leighton was crashing hard, and that's what forced the quarterback as he went back. He was going to try to pick it up and try to do something with it, and then he realized that that safety is right on top of me. I better just fall down and keep this ball and keep possession. And all of a sudden, now you're looking at a second and 21, and we're under 10 minutes to play.
Now, this kind of alters Ottawa's play calling because you can't run that off-tackle stuff on second and 21 so much. QB's back, throws left, and again, an open receiver is overthrown. He was looking to pick up about half of it, which is a smart play, but it's incomplete, so he picked up none of it, and it's third down and 20.
Picked up none of it.
And to stop the clock.
Yeah. So, again, you're like, well, but there's still 9:44. But I'm going to tell you, every time you're able to take 30 seconds off the clock is a big deal. Because, again, you could have kept the clock running there. You could have kept the clock running after the third down. I mean, that's another minute of game time that you're going to leave on the field for Atchison.
Look at the Chefs last night. Would they have left to take him 30 seconds off in the fourth quarter?
Yeah. Well, you know, you talk about right before the two-minute warning, how big was it that Patrick caught that pass versus knocking it to the ground?
Oh, yeah. Here's a third down and long call, and a quarterback will throw. I thought maybe he would just, like, take some time, and he's winding up and firing one, and it is caught.
Yeah. And picked off. How about that? The defender right in his pocket and gave Lance Norris the INT as he stepped in front of a receiver who...
Gus, if Cole McGrath makes that catch, he picks up the first down by a couple of yards, but Lance said, none of that, man.
What happened right there was McGrath was working towards the sideline. That pass was thrown more towards the number, so it was on that back hip. Lance Norris just reached in and took it off the back hip of the intended receiver. That was a huge turnover for Adges, and now with the 9:35 mark, you talk about a chance to just really drive one deep. This is the play right here. That maybe you uncork one just to see what's happening.
You feel old Mo swinging around a little bit over to the Phoenix sideline. QB's back, fires one, and it is tapped and caught. Going to be pulled down by Smith as he had to go high, unable to regain his balance, coming to the ground. Is going to be stopped immediately after the 7-yard gain to the 40-yard line.
For Atchison, that's going to be their second interception of the ball game. You go back to the second possession of the evening. G.Z. Kelly had the first pick.
Second down. Atchison will sweep to the left side. Norris will turn it up and stretch and twist and loses the handle on it, but is able to rake it back in. Fisher said it's down, and, well, he is very close.
You're saying, yeah?
He's got to buy a whole football.
You think?
Yep.
Okay. Fisher says, move those sticks. 8:50 to go in the game. That's a lot of football time. Atchison with the football, trying to buy 10. For AHS, points have been hard to come by. One score in the first three quarters of the game. And now they're going to go with a little bit of reverse to J.Z. Kelly. He's going to throw it. He's got downfield, and it's picked. And did he hold on? Is it intercepted? It is. Atchison goes razzle-dazzle. They go with what looked like a reverse, and then J.Z. throws the ball downfield. And Cole McGrath is able to step in front of the intended receiver. Atchison was looking for Zadron Mays, and they're going to take it back.
Yeah, that time Zadron Mays, I don't know. So what he was doing was running the post over the backside. The ball kind of was underthrown. He didn't really fight back through the receiver, and he's got to understand that in that play, when it's underthrown, you're no longer a receiver. You're a defender. Knocked that ball away from the guy, and that time McGrath made an excellent play on the ball downfield.
So for Ottawa, they get what they want. The ball back, giving up no points. Wow, there's a big one.
That's an upset.
That's a huge upset.
Talk about it right after this first down play.
You know, the guys are going to be talking about this on the high school football scoreboard show coming up. Quarterback is going to keep it himself, fakes the handoff, and runs into the waiting arms of Brody Barnes for Atchison. I'll tell you what, Brody, 6'3", 270. He gets those arms around you. That's probably about where you stop.
Yeah. How about on 36 Highway? Those two are both out on 36,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are.
Maryville coming away with a
16-8 victory over Nemaha Central tonight in a very low-scoring ball game.
That would be Nemaha and Washington counties, as you are well aware from your Kansas geography studies. Here's a little handoff in the backfield. It's going to be a loss of several yards all the way back to near the 10-yard line. Smith with the tackle. Now the quarterback's on the ground, Hayden Hole, and he's looking at the official because he's not happy. He got hit on that play, and the official says, you know how to protect a player if you're going to run the option. Now Atchison making a strategic maneuver here. He's taking a timeout because we were talking about, we're going to hang on to it here, Joseph. We're talking about how Ottawa taking their time, wanting to burn time off the clock. Well, here's what's just about to happen, guys. Atchison take the timeout right here. We're 7:41 to go in the ballgame. Ottawa is going to be looking at a third down and 12 from their own 13. Now, we talked about that long pass that was picked off. Potentially, that could become a positive play for Atchison. Okay?
Yes.
Because if they don't pick up the first down and have to punt it away, Atchison may end up with better field position than they had before they threw that interception, albeit will have lost less than a minute of time off the clock.
Right. It's that whole flip the field type of thing. And right now you're also really pushing Ottawa into a corner here because on this 3rd and 12, do you run the ball, probably don't pick up the first down, but you keep the clock going, or do you throw it and risk an interception or stopping the clock right here?
Here we go, 3rd down, and it does into their own 13-yard line. Quarterback back to throw. Plenty of time. Now being pursued. Rolls right, throws right. The receiver's wide open and makes the catch, and he's got a first down near the 30-yard line. The reason that pass to Chaden Knapp was complete is because Hayden Hole had so much time.
Yep, Hayden Hole was able to roll out, spend lots of time, and finally, the linebacker over here on the near side decided, I can't let him have all that time. I'm going to take off after him, not realizing that the receiver had sat down in that little zone right behind him. Once he came up, it vacated that area and made an easy throw for the quarterback.
And again, good quarterbacks like Hayden Hole are going to make plays. But with that kind of time, lots of quarterbacks can make a play like that. Now, Hole's going to keep it himself, just kind of mixing it up a little bit, running it for a couple of yards, taking another half a minute off Jaden Carter, Landon Bell with the Phoenix tackle. But that play a moment ago, pick up that first down. That was a big play in the game, a big momentum shift, and reestablishing Ottawa with a bit of an upper hand. 7 minutes to go. 10-point game. Atchison trails the visitors 24-14. McGrath goes wide to the left. In fact, three receivers to the left, two to the right. Hole is all alone in the backfield. And we'll hit the motion man, sweeping left, turning it upfield, cutting across the grain to the 40, 45, and spinning up to the 48-yard line. That was a nice run. Starting left, getting what he could, and then coming back across the grain and against the flow of the defense. And we're going to take a timeout as they move the sticks. Taking a break, Joseph, at 6:40 to go in the game. It's Ottawa 24, Atchison 14.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
AJ Brown.
AJ Brown, look at that. Two away, baby.
From the 47-yard line, their own 47, Ottawa picks up a first and 10. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Gus counts to my left, Tom counts to the here, and the clock rolling along at 6.5 to go and counting. Ottawa looking to hang on to this 10-point lead. They'd like to pad it just a little bit. They'd like more just to see that clock go to zeros. QB's going to keep it himself, go straight ahead to the 50. Now bounce outside. Look out!
45, a first down, and Wisely. Hayden Hull steps out of bounds. Now, I say Wisely shouldn't have run out of bounds.
Got to do a hook slide right by the side.
But got the first down, moves the stick, gives him four more snaps.
Yep. Nice job right there by the Ottawa offense. 6:15 left in the ball game, and Ottawa leads by 10. Again, take care of the football, milk the clock right here.
Benedictine football tomorrow as the Ravens take their 1-0 record and begin conference play up at Wilcox Stadium. A 1 o'clock kickoff and a BC pregame here on Gear Radio. 12:45 tomorrow. First and 10. Straight ahead. Hit behind the line of scrimmage, and three defenders led by Eric Smith stop the running back Dante Sylvie for, I don't think any game, maybe a short loss. But
and the big thing right there for Sylvie was hold on to the football. For Atchison, you had Avante Hausch back there along with Eric Smith the third, and so Atchison able to make a stop on the play. But for Ottawa, the clock continues to roll.
Yeah, we're way under 6 minutes to play now. Atchison trailing by a couple of scores. Hull will hand off. Running back bounces outside, puts his head down, spins, twists, and he'll get down to the 35-yard line before Atchison is able to bump him out of bounds. That was a nice defensive play, not only to stop him, but to get him out of bounds, stopping the clock. No, they say not stopping the clock. It's rolling along. I thought they'd gotten him out of bounds on the far side. But the clock is rolling at 5:10 to play. Third down, 4. Ottawa's got to get this thing down to the Atchison 31-yard line. Cole McGrath. Aiden to the left, Aiden McCullough to the right. These guys have been huge. And Atchison's defense fires across because they've done this once earlier in the game, changing up the cadence, drawing the defense offside, and that will give Ottawa a very easy first down.
Yeah, that time you had a big big defensive lineman just shooting across, trying to guess what the snap count was right there. And for Atchison, another penalty, another mistake tonight.
When you weigh 270, they're going to see you. Okay, you just can't hide at 270 pounds. First and 10, Ottawa. Now inside 5 minutes to play.
Watson. Christian Watson on a 2-yard touchdown pass. The Packers now lead the Eagles 25-24.
Come on, Josh Jacobs. That's all I can say. Here's a straight ahead run. And Carter with the tackle, but straight up the middle for 5. And now Ottawa. It's kind of in the driver's seat, and they're just grinding this possession out.
Yes, yeah, so we talked about it a little bit early on, that Atchison only had the ball twice in the third quarter. They've only had the ball twice so far in the fourth quarter. They're down 10, 4.5 minutes left in the ballgame. And right now, Ottawa just taking 2-4 yards of play, just enough to not pick up that big chunk, but enough to keep the clock rolling.
Quarterback will hand off. They'll sweep right side, kind of slow walk it to the outside, and then they turn into the middle, and he's
right
at the
sticks. I mean, so they're never picking up 11 yards. They are picking up exactly 10 when they're getting first downs.
And I like, you don't see guys do that a lot, and that is good coaching and a smart running back. You don't necessarily have to pull long sprint. He just kind of slow walked that out there, let a little block and develop, saw some daylight, cut it back up and kept this thing in the middle of the field of play.
DeBetha tonight holds off Holton 7-6.
We are inside 4 minutes to play.
What do you think? 7-6 and the over-under for that game had to be like 16.5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here's a straight-ahead run. Not a lot of space in there for Julius O'Brien. Put it up to get a couple, 3 yards, and take another chunk of time away.
That time for Atchison making the stop on the play, it was the nose tackle, Brody Barnes. But now, you talk about it, we're down to 3.5 minutes to go in the ballgame, 2nd and 9. Atchison going to bring Landon Bell back into the ballgame. He will replace Avante Hausch. As the Atchison front three have been just getting a workout tonight on that front line.
2nd down, long. Running back may have started a little soon, no penalty, and
straight ahead, just right behind the center, Landon Bell with the tackle. Gained 3 or 4 yards, but again, now we are under 3 minutes to play. And Ottawa with that ball just right down the middle of the field. Third down. There's some big games, some big upsets going on all around the area. You're going to love tonight's high school football scoreboard show. If you like to keep up on the scores, third down. Ottawa. QB will fake the handoff, boots left. Needs a block. May have gotten the block, and he's going to fall forward at the 10. Gus, you talk about it. You need 10, you get it. And now it's going to bring up a first down. Is it first and goal? Right at the 10-yard line is first and goal. And we're at 2:15 to play. Now we're going to take a little pause. We'll hang on to it. Joseph is another Phoenix player is suffering a muscle cramp in his left leg. They're down there giving him a little bit of a look.
So how about that Holton Sabetha game real quick? Sabetha knocks off Holton 7-6, right? Holton missed their PAT kick. Okay? So they made the kick, had a false start penalty. Had a second one. Made the second kick, another false start penalty. The third attempt was from about 30-yard PAT, and then they missed that one. So a tough break right there for the Wildcats tonight as Holton comes up a little short against Sabetha. Onega beat the Mustangs 40-0. Maryville over Nemaha Central 16-8. So a lot of games going on around the area. Atchison right now, though, trailing Ottawa 24-14. With 2:15 left in this contest.
NFL game, Packers leading the Eagles 26-24 with 12 minutes to go in the third quarter. There's got to be a lot more scores coming up in that one.
I don't know if you've looked at some of the scores. I mean, they are scores from 70, 67,
really?
33, 18-yard run. I mean, there have been scores.
I'm coming up and score that first score early. In the second half, maybe like the first play of the second half, as there's a straight ahead run again, as you would have expected by Ottawa, taking it down to the 5.
That was a 67-yard pass to A.J. Brown. Took 51 seconds.
Second and goal, Ottawa 5 yards out, inside 2 minutes to play.
For Ottawa next week, they're going to be home with Baldwin. For Atchison, they're going to turn around and start KCA action as they are going to be at Harmon.
Straight ahead run this time for Julius O'Brien. Yard or two, maybe the 3 or 4 yard line. But again, now 1:20 to go. And this fourth quarter has rocketed by, and Gus, Ottawa has just executed the game plan, I think, to the team.
Yeah, I think if you talk about coming into the ball game, you had a game plan, you've been talking about this game. Honestly, you've been talking about this game all summer. You've been preparing for it. You've been trying to figure out exactly how you want to approach this game. Everything went the way you had prepared for, right? Like, you were able to run the ball. You didn't commit a lot of penalties. You only committed a couple turnovers tonight, and you were able to take the ball away twice.
Wide receivers all over the place, but you know they're not going to throw it to you. Run into the middle. It's going to be inches from the goal line. A couple of guys thought they had gotten in. The official says, not quite. And we're 1/2 minute left. And if you're, I mean, surely they just fall on this, right? You don't punch. Do you punch it in? It'd be interesting to see what they do. 27, 26, 25. You're inside the 1. Quarterback Hayden Hall takes a long look over. The running back turns around and talks to the official. Julius says, are we just going to run this thing out? How much time is left?
I don't think they really have to snap it. See, he hasn't even gone to a countdown.
5-4. They will take the snap. The quarterback sneaks it forward and...
short.
He is short. And the final score tonight, it's Ottawa 24. The Atchison Phoenix 14.
And we'll be back here at Amelia Earhart Stadium to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to your local high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good. K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls. Nurturing farms, growing success.
Teams huddling up on their respective ends of the field, and Gus, game one, you never know what you're going to get, you know? It's like that proverbial box of chocolates, but tonight, Atchison comes out and, you know, a few little things, things that they're going to polish up, things that they're going to get fine with before they move into the conference season. For Ottawa, feather in the hat, coming to a road trip to a tough place against a good team and securing a season win. To start things.
Yeah, especially this is an Ottawa team that only won three games, right? Last year they went 3-6. They lost in the playoffs to Tonganoxie, and they lost that game 45-10. So again, they're looking to string together some wins and a nice one right here coming out, starting the season off 1-0. Like we said, they'll get Baldwin next week. For Atchison, you just got to go ahead and circle the wagons, understand that you lost some pieces from last year. You moved around a lot of pieces and new players in the ball game. So, again, you're going to have to figure out where those guys are going to fit into the program and where you're going to just see guys moving forward. So, when it's all said and done, Atchison will turn their attention next week because they're going to be in KCA and playing conference games next week.
Yeah, for Atchison, there are two touchdowns, one off a one-yard run by Jaden Carter, and the other one, an electric play, as Colton Bonnell hit Eric Smith on a 64-yard long strike. And those are the two Atchison scores in the second and fourth quarters. But Gus, going first and third without any points was the difference in a ballgame. But as Ottawa, they played well. They're going to be a solid team this year.
Yeah, and for Atchison, they were able to force a couple turnovers tonight. Lance Norris had an interception. J.Z. Kelly had an interception. For Ottawa, they forced Atchison into two interceptions. Both of those were by Cole McGrath tonight. So, again, really what it came down to is we talked about it at halftime that Ottawa is going to look to milk this clock out. And they ran a seamless game plan in the second half, right? They forced Atchison to only touch the ball four times, and when you're down three scores, you better make good on all those opportunities.
Well, we're going to have an opportunity to have a little more great football on Care Radio tomorrow as the Benedictine Ravens will have the season home opener of a Wilcox Stadium. Come on up and see the ball game, and certainly we encourage you, whether you're there or whether you're home or whether you're on your way to Grandma's house, you know, in the old sedan, tune in to Care Radio 93.7. We'll have a live for you pregame at 12:45 and a kickoff. It is at 1 o'clock from Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine playing host to William Penn.
Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Don't forget to stick around. The High School Football Scoreboard Show coming up shortly on Kent Radio. Getting your final score from Atchison. It was Ottawa 24, Phoenix 14. Till we greet you tomorrow for Joseph at the Care Sports Studio and Gus with me here in the booth, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date on your favorite high school football team and all local sports at our regional website, mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 48 tonight under clear skies, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 73 tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 46. Lots of sunshine and dry Sunday and Monday, upper 70s, Sunday mid 80s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
We can't make your job better, but we can help you escape.
Escapism is mental diversion by means of entertainment or recreation.
Escapism at its finest. Today's Hit Country from Hot Country 93.7.
Chestnut hair and still blue eyes.